Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. I am absolutely chomping at the bit to reveal to you the incredible earth-changing events that are happening right now. There are times in history when more happens in just a few years than happened politically in the last 100, and we are at the cusp of that right now. All of the acceleration of change, all of the political turmoil and economic turmoil we've seen, the wars, the invasions, the destabilizations, the police state surveillance grid, all of that is in preparation for the time we are now entering. Open world government as the solution to all of our problems. But not just a world government, a private bank of the world. You'll pay your VAT, your global sales taxes, your carbon taxes to, that will surveil and standardize a cashless society system. Now, I didn't get this out of the Bible. I got this out of globalist think tanks from decades ago that are public, and I've made films and written articles. But in the last 3 years, Time Magazine, Financial Times of London, you name it, have said the answer is a private world government run by a private world bank, the very bankers that engineered the global financial crisis. I told you the crisis was coming. I told you it would be derivatives-based 12 years ago. I told you the answer would be world government. I'm not only right about the world government coming or the exact type of world government, I specifically told you how it would be triggered, but not because I'm smart, not because I have a crystal ball, but because I do my research. As a man, when I study history and then I see the same systems of tyranny being set up with a modern overlay, and then I see the system building surveillance, weapon systems, classical spying systems, and pointing the system at the people and telling us it's for foreign adversaries that are actually funded by the globalist. I have a right, but not just a right, I have an absolute duty to warn. If I know a wildfire is coming through the forest towards a neighborhood, and I'm driving down the road and I don't start warning people or call the police, I am culpable. If I see people have a horrible car wreck and I'm the first to see it, I don't stop and render aid, I'm culpable. I see all this happening. I don't, frankly, at a flesh level, at a cynical, fallen creature level, like having to warn you and put myself in the danger zone. But quite frankly, I've done this so long now, I actually enjoy being persecuted. And it always turns into good. But the point is that, and I don't enjoy the persecution while it's happening, but it always gets turned against the enemy in the end. And it's that doing the right thing and going through what has to come. That's what's going to save this society and this species. And I am wound up today. I'm going to try to deliver you a detailed breakdown analysis using current events and then give you linear projections backwards to see where it came from and then forwards to see where we're going here at the crossroads, right here at this historical space-time continuum vortex that we are in, where the future destiny of humanity is being decided right now here. On this planet today, you are not some spectator in the game of life. You are a player upon the field. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you a Bank of the World will be announced. The Vatican has now endorsed global governance and a Bank of the World. And you will see every other major institution endorse the world government as the solution, the cashless society, and more. We are entering the next phase. New World Order is here.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the 26th day of October, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Every week I come in here and cannot believe the magnitude of news and information and developments and just how stunningly crystal accurate we have been in the last 16 plus years on air, and how everything that we said would unfold to this point has now transpired. If we've been inaccurate, it's underestimating the true magnitude of wickedness, evil, duplicity, corruption, the scientifically crafted nature of this false reality, this matrix-like system. I mean, you can see it when the major corporations and governments simultaneously roll out new propaganda campaigns, new technology systems, new control grids, new cashless systems. It is completely and absolutely coordinated. All right, let me calm myself here and just go through some of this news here today, okay? Let me just calm myself and go over the news. We are seeing something happen in Europe right now that is more than 50 years in the making and design. We have the founding documents in the Treaty of Rome, 1957. 54 years ago. Where the economic union was meant to set up a superstate that would then destroy the sovereignty of the substates, just as our federal government is now liquefying and removing any real state powers. Then that superstate and the North American and the Asian superstate will transfer their power into the Bank of the World. This is in the declassified public Trilateral Commission documents, 1975, that we've published at Infowars.com and linked to in many articles. It's in the Club of Rome published documents. It's in the minutes of the UN, the Euro. Bilderberg members have given interviews. We've covered it all ad nauseum. In the last 3-4 years, you've seen articles like this one I'm going to put on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, titled, "And Now for World Government," the foreign editor of the Financial Times of London, where he says, yes, it's authoritarian. Yes, we kept it secret from you. Yes, this world government will be a private bank that runs your life that you pay your taxes to. And again, if you guys can pull up that Financial Times of London article, and now for world government is the headline, we'll put that up for people on screen. But radio listeners can just search that term. There it is. And he admits, world government is good. It's been built in secret, it's authoritarian, and now they're launching it. Okay? Now, Time Magazine, about a month later, came out, and this is a couple years ago, with Bank of the World, it'll fix your problems during the financial crisis of October 08, all engineered. They create the system. They create the crisis. And I know you know this, but it's one thing to know that they're going to do this. It's another thing. We're now there. They're plunging the euro. They're plunging the euro markets, just as they did the dollar and our markets in October of 08, until those countries vote, as those politicians and their constituents watch. The German people said, we're not going to give what's left of our sovereignty over the euro. We're not going to give unlimited capital that we've developed, our money, our pension funds. That's what this is backed up with, by the way, to you. And they said, you know what? You're not going to get them anyways because the stock market's totally rigged. They are dropping it down to nothing over there until the Germans capitulate. And then the globalists can just steal their money incrementally. Do you know what's in the up-to-the-minute London Telegraph live feed and video feed, as well as the other reports. Do you know what they're doing right now? They are saying, oh, this is actually in the news, in Art Lecter article, there won't be any new money pledged of the hundreds and hundreds of billions, $450 billion to begin with, that actually signs them on to unlimited trillions. It actually says in there, go read it for yourself. There's a link to it up at drudgereport.com. We've got it linked at Infowars.com as well. It's Debt Crisis Live. They actually have the reporters in there quoting what's happening in the German parliament. They actually say, well, there's no real new money, but the money they're going to pledge, there's no money, but there's money they're going to pledge, is the insurance funds, because the Germans, unlike the U.S., didn't actually spend their Social Security money. They didn't spend all of it. They're pledging that the pensions of the German people, the, quote, insurance funds, the backup funds, they're pledging that to pay off the private derivatives investors. And again, they're saying it's all because of Greece. Greece is just a diversion. Greece is a tiny part of it. And most of their debt is because their government was induced to invest the government funds and pension funds in the derivatives. So the banksters, A, got all that money up front and got it out the back door and now hold Europe hostage. But it's the same in every country, but Germany, that's still solvent. And they're going to hold them hostage. And after they get this deal, holding them hostage, there'll be another deal and another and another and another. There's never enough to pay off the black hole. The black hole of tens of thousands of quadrillions is impossible to pay off. It grows exponentially. The more money you give the central banks in bailouts, the more they just leverage that to infinity. The bailouts trigger a bigger black hole. The more energy you feed it. How many economists we have on to explain this? There's no way to backstop it. You were just told last week, Bank of America has asked for $79 trillion and is preparing to request it out of the FDIC. They've moved their money, which isn't even money, the debts, into the FDIC system. And they're going to be allowed to do it. You're told all day about $14.5 trillion deficits and how you are going to have your taxes raised and services cut because you owe this money. That's just a backdrop. Sounds big to make you feel like you owe something, to make you feel like this is your debt. You see this hoax going of, well, the sticking point's the Greeks, because, you know, they're talking about 100% payoff on these derivatives to private investors, but not even to the government investments. The government investments in derivatives, that doesn't get paid off. Your pension fund invested in derivatives, that doesn't get paid off. Your pension gets devalued. I mean, this is total robbery. This is as big as World War II without the tens of millions dying. But the austerity coming out of this will impoverish the West and will kill over a billion people in the next decade. Lord Monckton and others have broken down the numbers. They're very conservative. Very conservative in 1 billion. This, so in the final equation, is bigger than World War II and World War I combined, but it's a new kind of war. It's a financial matrix war where the globalists roll out their cashless grid, bring everybody into a Ponzi scheme that they pump up in the 90s. Everybody's like, wow, this system's really great, while it's all being set up to bring us into debt bondage. And then, as I told you 16 years ago, as I told you 10 years ago, and 3 years ago, and a month ago, and last week, that you would see all institutions, when everyone is in fear, say, we've got to have a bank of the world, a new bank to put these debts in, and we're going to sign over our sovereignty, because that's the deal. That they admit that in Europe. They can never get out of this once their countries sign on to it. Now, that's a fraudulent contract. It's like saying you can trick somebody to sign a contract to be their, you know, their slave. I mean, it's a fraud. And especially if it's induced through deception. And it says they can never get out. This is, and on the news, Bloomberg says, don't worry, American investments will be fine. They're telling investors that hear this, your pension fund will be fine, your investment will be fine, because we're getting rid of democracy in Germany. I've actually heard CNBC and MSNBC, people say, you heard it on TV, I listen on XM to TV. I actually have heard them, you've heard it, if you're a business person or investor, It's don't worry about the crisis. It doesn't matter what the Germans want. They're going to totally implode if they don't do this. And so their government is set. If it doesn't work today or this week, it'll be next week. They'll drive their stocks down to nothing. They'll panic everyone, just like Hitler threatening to shell Paris if the French didn't surrender. And they're like, don't shell our beautiful city, we surrender. The Poles, of course, didn't give up. They're at Warsaw, and you know what Hitler did? He leveled it with Stuka bombers and artillery, burned it. Burn most of the city to the ground. This is economic conquest, though. They're saying, we'll destroy your bank accounts. We'll destroy your country. We'll destroy your currency. We are holding you hostage. And the Germans have come and said, okay, what's the demand? And their politicians, in this debt crisis live, they have links to the video and the audio. On the 1535 GMT time update, it says, The left has come out and said you're racist if you don't sign on to the superbank deal. It actually says this, and it's told the left that it is right-wing fringes of racist bigots. Like, you're not for government-run healthcare, you're a bigot. And the left's like, that's it, I'm not a bigot. It has no connection to reality. It's just a term. Now, here's the big news when we come back. They're announcing a Bank of the World. Who else is calling for it? This is Reuters, and I've gone and read the transcript. Vatican calls for global authority on economy. Here's the New American. Vatican calls for a world government central bank. World government, the Vatican. The Vatican, the Vatican Council. We'll be right. Ladies and gentlemen, I could spend 3 hours just on this euro situation. I could spend years on it. This is private banks that created the global Ponzi scheme debt black hole absorbing Europe. They've set up a super Congress to take over the United States fully. You're like, well, they already took over. No, I mean debt, slavery, poverty, war. Do you see U.S. military and proxy armies invading the planet right now? Our military is not our military. And the men and women of our military are so hardworking. They serve 5, 6, 7 tours. They are good people. They mean well, but they are downloading a false reality. In fact, I had the greatest epiphanies of my life while I was in Las Vegas for 3 days. I've got to continue to even process the things I saw. Everywhere I went was like a movie, a surreal movie. Everywhere, flying out there, flying back, a dead soldier on the airplane flying back to Austin, water cannons spraying the airplane when we landed. Austin police will know. New listeners are like, what? Prostitutes continually coming over. Illuminati symbolism everywhere. I went out to this private rocket base that I'm not even supposed to get into while I was there with Ventura. People are like, why are you in Las Vegas? Because we were there for that rocket base. It is just, I can't even talk about that till a TV show comes out. And then they were telling, my life is so bizarre. But I realize it's because I'm conscious. I'm not in a trance. By the way, Ventura's coming out of his trance. Now, he's just been waking up the last 6, 7 years. Tyrell, his son, started waking him up with my material and others. Right around the time he was starting to wake up, I first met him 6 years ago. So Ventura's in a process of awakening fully. His wife's completely awake. Wow, Terry Ventura is really neat. Gotten to know her good. A truly smart, graceful, beautiful woman. Enchanting is a way to describe her. But the way to describe this is like Saul of Tarsus. And this has happened to me multiple times, but each time it just goes to another level where I can't even describe what I'm seeing or the level of understanding. it's like being knocked off your horse by a bright light, and it's like, whoa. And you open your eyes again, and it's just so much clearer. I mean, this whole trip was synchronicity. I'm flying out of Austin. They search a guy with eight silver coins or seven silver coins, one gold coin. He happens to get on my flight and sit right by me. Then I'm watching him search this Air Force sergeant. I know he had three stripes with a, I forget what type of sergeant, 20 years in, a weapons specialist, been in seven tours, his buddy killed in Iraq. They put the coffin on the plane because I happened to board first. And again, happened to sit right by him again and talk to him for 2.5 hours. And they still searched him at the gate and were going in his pants and everything. And of course, then there's the TSA before that. In Las Vegas, when before I left, I got the... Everyone was being body scanned. And this guy, this TSA guy said, I know who you are, Mr. Jones. I listen to your show. And I have administrative rights. And you can either let me do this or we're going to go to the other procedure. And he looked at me and he goes, you know what that is? He goes, you have a right for this next thing to happen. And I realized I'd walked into a trap because they were going to come over, still search me, and then fine me $11,000. And this guy, a man... It literally, well, on a power trip, stuck his hands in my pants, everything. And the Pilgrim's Progress, if you haven't read it, it was like that. The hookers coming up to me. So I've been in Vegas a few other times to shoot for different TV shows and interviews. And I went out there one time when Joe Rogan brought me out there to see a UFC fight. And, you know, it's your friend, you go. But I didn't run into this. You know, I would just be going to get something to eat by myself, and hookers would come over. And their eyes were so soulless. I mean, the whole place. I'll get into the world government establishment when we come back, and then get into the whole Vatican situation. It's just, and I haven't even gotten into Gardasil for boys, forced inoculation of kids in Mexico. It's all coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I dislike Las Vegas so much, I may go back there and actually make a documentary. Las Vegas is the model of the future world. The symbols everywhere, the jumbotrons creating a false reality, manipulating with conscious and subliminal messages, archetypal images. The most important thing you can take away from this broadcast, from my deep, 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 full devotion to understanding the world, is that the public is asleep and is in a trance. And I am in a trance. You have been induced into a trance. Now, some people are down 10,000 feet in the darkness of the sea, imaging the mind, the consciousness is a sea. Total darkness, ice cold. They have no sight. It's basically just like a matrix. Information's funneled into them. They just believe whatever they see. I have... basically made my way up, swimming upwards into the light. And I'm basically about 1 inch beneath the water right now. And I can see the brilliance, and I can maybe make out some clouds, but I cannot imagine if you're even able, while you're confined to your Earth suit, to go out and emerge. But I'm 1 inch beneath the water. And the quickening, but it's all because the whole world, you can feel it. Everyone knows it. My dad's always an optimist, and he knows history. He knows that my information's accurate. But he's still gone from joking about some of this stuff 16 years ago when I first got on air to being more serious, but always saying, you know, we're going to make it. It's going to be all right. And I was over there last night for dinner with my children, and they left with my wife because I came after work, and because I dropped by here yesterday after I flew back in the afternoon. And he kind of, in concern, not snapped at me, but went, well, what's going to happen to us now that you've done this? What's going to happen to us if this stuff's all coming down? I mean, it really dawned on him that if we don't beat this, they're going to come line us up and shoot us. And I'm very few times have I seen my dad. I've seen like a car wreck and he gets out and helps somebody. He has that serious look. Or one time I cut myself really bad when I was a kid and blood was spraying all over the walls. I ran through a plate glass door that had just been closed. It had been open all day. I was running in and out to the pool. And I saw that same look, and he got up. He kind of jumped up when I was saying things. And I wasn't being loud. I was saying, you have to understand, I'm not really thinking about some of the family stuff you're bringing up. I'm really thinking about it's all coming down. He got up off the couch. He said, what's going to happen to us? What's going to happen to you? And then it was just for a moment. Then he snapped back, and he said, well, we've just got to stop this from happening. And as I was saying that, he was saying, we've just got to stop this from happening, as I was blurting out, Dad, we've just got to stop it. We're all in. I was like, Dad, we've got to stop. And he said it himself. You understand? It was like mind meld. People understand. And everywhere I go, people, there was a 90-year-old Scottish woman on the plane next to me. And then right next to me is this Air Force sergeant, armor weapon specialist, 7 tours. And he didn't even want to talk about it. I started talking to him, you know, looking in the guy's eyes. I could really see into him. It's the discernment, ladies and gentlemen. I almost didn't even come in and do this radio show today. I almost just left for a month. I mean, I do not even feel worthy to even try to describe the magnitude of all of this and what's happening and everything that it's just. I've just lived a movie in the last 3 days. Just the whole thing. And you notice, hanging out with Jesse Ventura and going out and doing shoots at clandestine facilities and having security harass us and finding out about stuff they're going through and all this craziness and Sean Stone there to, you know, super high understanding of the Illuminati and telling me stuff that then I can't repeat about things he's seen and the Illuminati. I mean, it is just. But that's none of that is even, that's just window dressing for the experiences. Everywhere I went, everything I did was a lesson. Everything I saw, every hooker I turned down, it was mind-blowing and boosting. I mean, I was in here yesterday. I got in here about 3 o'clock. Plane landed at about 3:30. They made us all stay on the plane while they got the coffin off and everything, the dead soldier. And I came in here and literally sat in the chair trying to have meetings and talk to people. And I've been gone a few days, you know, trying to give orders and had to get people's ideas and have discussions. And I was like a jellyfish. I was so tired that I wasn't even tired. I just felt like I couldn't get up. I was super awake, but I couldn't even get up. And I just sat here for like 3 hours, just sitting there telling over my parents. And I was sitting there next to that 90-year-old woman from Scotland who was over here visiting her daughter. And they looked like clones of each other, who was 70-something. And the 90-year-old was a great-great-grandmother and was going to visit her 12th great-great-grandchild. And these old women didn't know who I was. And they're like, in that Scottish accent, you can feel the world changing. Something big's about to happen. These wars are evil. America was once a great country, but now evil has taken it. And these old women are like, you can feel it. And their eyes were looking at me. And I was just like, I mean, it was just every person I talked to. It was like a spiritual experience at a level. I couldn't, every person and watching people and how they were interacting and what they were doing. My God. And I'm 1 inch. I can feel it spiritually. I am 1 inch from breaking the surface. And let me tell you, folks, I haven't run into anybody. Very few who aren't extremely old. The only people I've run into that I can tell that have woken up more than I have are people like Ron Paul. And you could tell, but that guy didn't tell you 1/10 of what he knows, folks. He's very owly. And like that old woman, she didn't have all the knowledge I have of like contemporary things, but she had deep knowledge of being a great-great-grandmother. She had ancestral knowledge. The knowledge that only elders can have who've been on the right path. You know, an old person who's not been on the right path is usually mean, ugly in their soul, hating youth. But then there's the old people who can see life and enjoy it and frolic in happiness and people doing well. Then let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The message was, talking to Tim when I got here yesterday at like 3 o'clock, talking to my mother, talking to people on the plane, people in Las Vegas who were there for business. They'll always let you know, I'm here for business. You know, I'm not here to be taken advantage of. I'm here. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Was how there's this false reality programming people in thousands of different ways in a concerted system that's being built for eons like a pyramid. That's why it's so finely oiled. They only make slight tweaks in it. Everyone would look at me and say, who's awake, would say, you know, this isn't a human intelligence doing this. People that are awake realize, you say what it is, the devil. Some people like David Icke would say, you know, what, space aliens? But the presence, once you awaken, that eye of Sauron is looking at you, and you can't deny it's there. You feel it, and it's, yeah, that's right. You're not just fighting humans, pal. You're fighting demons. This is not human built, ladies and gentlemen. I can talk about all these world events and everything I talked about happening. They're going to set up world government and they're going to kill billions of people. You understand that? They want blood. They want death. That's what these people want. That's what they came for. They don't care about money and sex and power. That's stuff they buy us with. That's stuff that humans want, not the devil. The devil wants your soul. The devil wants your spirit, wants your intellect, wants your mind. Let me read you a Black Sabbath passage from Rodney James Dio. This is somebody into evil, but who has seen, gone deep enough into evil from the other side to see what I've seen. Sing me a song, you're a singer. Do me a wrong, you're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh well. You understand what this is saying? The lover of life's not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know that you're dreaming. You know you're dreaming when you, right as you come out of the trance. So it's on and on, on and on and on. And I watched my dad come right to the surface last night, just right where I'm at. He's older than I am, but I watched him come right to the point I am of breaking his trance. He already subconsciously knows there's a great threat and he's under chemical assault and biological assault and spiritual assault, but he's robust. He's a frontiers person. He's going to make it. He's going to hack through it. You know, there's this attitude of men. Well, all right, they got us using DU weapons. We're the Marines. We'll use them. And when you're young, it's meant to kill you 20 years later. No, you've got to fully break the trance and realize they're killing me. This isn't my government. They're doing something 10,000 times Al-Qaeda. You have to fully realize you're under assault. It's a creeping death, though. The enemy knows how to ooze in around you, like a snake that comes up and says, I'm your friend. Here's a kiss. It curls around you and kisses you on the cheek and whispers in your ear, and its eyes are pinwheels spinning. But then it just kind of, oh, let me caress you. And later you go, oh, you look down, you're bleeding. It's been biting your breast. See, we're designed to face a cave bear rushing in into the and humans are like, you know what? I got to defend my children. This will get my guts going up. All that NFL stuff you see jumping over groups of people and all that's meant for when you're defending your family. That's why it gets you so excited. You're not designed to face something put in your water, something broadcast, invisible, electronic waves you can't see, giving you cancer, breaking up your DNA, like a ultrasound breaking up kidney stones. Same thing, just waves everywhere, just blasting us. Cancer rates exploding. I mean, right now, I'm in here surrounded by TV sets, wireless systems. I'm just frying in here. Just, if you could just see it, but you see a limited spectrum, you can't see that dimension, but it's there. You're blasting me right now. I'm just in a blast furnace. I feel ill every day when I leave here. But it's the technology of the Matrix. I have to step in to the Matrix temple relay system to even reach you. It's a giant, soul-sucking kill grid. All this technology, everything. They could have had clean forms of it. It was designed to be dirty. It was designed to pollute your spirit. It was designed to take you straight to hell. And so none of this other stuff matters. None of it. Not the euro being set up, not the poison vaccines, none of it. If you don't wake up and recognize what it is. You see, as the world begins to wake up, the globalists are coming out more in everybody's face. Oh, you don't want the Gardasil shot. You didn't buy that it was mandatory. We'll just say it's mandatory again, this time the federal government. And your little boys are going to take it next. As if we haven't hurt them enough. One in 25,000 having autism 20-something years ago, now one in 58. Now we got your little girls, and now we're going to get your little boys. And it is a sacrifice of your children. But these demons like it to go slow. They like to hurt the child in the womb. Then they like to death by a thousand cuts, vaccines, fluoride, GMO. And they can just see in the spiritual realm that child being sliced. Everything they eat, everything they do, the evil just hates that energy, hates that light, hates that goodness. And they're just like vampire, little vampire bats all over your child biting it. The GMO, the fluoride, the electronic pollution, the electronic fog, just thousands of vampire bats all over your child just biting. And that's why it's vampires, vampires, vampires all over TV, constant vampires, constant, 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 which is the legend of the spiritual vampire. It's not the physical vampire. And that's what I realized, is that Las Vegas is a vampire capital, a spiritual vortex of vampiric evil. That's what the god of this world is. He's a big, fat vampire. I have asked God, because I have shirked from this, I have known, and I have not wanted the responsibility, but I officially have asked God to give me the empowerment to face these people head on, and I want everything that comes with it. I want all of it. I want the pain. I want to truly face it, because I'm already under attack by it. And everyone else is. And I can't stand watching it go on anymore. I can't stand watching them hurt the children anymore. I can't stand watching them wreck society. I can't stand watching people in darkness. And the thing I really can't stand is watching good people. Like that Air Force sergeant going to bury his friend, who was praying when he didn't think anybody was watching him, who was very composed, very professional, filling out reports the whole time when he wasn't talking to me, meaning well, saying, you got a good guess, they're going to hit Iran, Israel first. He meant well when he said, turn Iran into a parking lot. He really believes he's fighting for good. That's the incredible deception, is that this satanic government harnesses good people who are deceived, living in a false reality, to carry out their evil. And there are men, our men all over the world, fighting more than anybody ever did in World War II, you name it, 7 tours. He said some of them have been a 9. And he is literally pouring himself out, totally dedicated, and he has no idea, because he's in a trance. I'm literally looking at a prisoner who understands this temporal world but does not understand the spiritual. You can call it whatever you want, the subconscious, what system is programming. If you're an atheist, an agnostic, whatever you are, whatever whatever system you're believing in, it doesn't matter. Reality is still there. And let me tell you something. Have you seen how we predicted everything that's happened? Have you seen how the Vatican's come out for world government, the Bank of the World, a private bank? We told you that was going to happen. Have you seen how all this is unfolding? Are you ready for the next stuff to unfold? And one of the biggest lies of this system is that we can't change things. We are in a battle. We are in a war, a gladiatorial fight between good and evil, with the whole universe watching. And Christians have not really read what's in the Bible. Christians have not read what's in the Bible. Nineveh, all the examples of reprieves, of societies repenting. And I don't mean repent at one of these whorehouse churches. I mean really repent and ask God to be given discernment and to face down evil. We could turn this around. That's right, I never finished this. I'm going to stop preaching. And when I come back in the next hour, I will properly assess the world government takeover now being triggered, the forced inoculations, what happened to me in Las Vegas, and announcements even more disgusting. You're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on. The lover of life is not a sinner. The ending is just a beginner. All right. Now crank it up. Let's play the rest of it. Go ahead. The sooner you know that the Illuminati knows. They sing songs about it in your face. They're black magicians. You think the magic tricks are only going on at the casinos? Or when the magician comes to your school and pulls a rabbit out of a hat? They are manipulating your consciousness. They are funding your enemy so they can destroy us all. Because they feed off the pain, the anguish. They feed monetarily, but also, and more importantly, spiritually. The globalists seek for conflict and chaos, not to bring order. Oh, there's an order to it, like that of a bombed out city. It's the journey that the New World Order is on, not the destination. Killing is their business, and business is good. They enjoy it. Let me read the rest of this. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer. And it's on and on, on and on and on. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast, you've got to ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. And they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is just the sun at night. And when you walk in golden halls, you'll get to keep the gold that falls. It's heaven and hell. No, no, fool. You don't keep the gold at Las Vegas. They're getting the gold out of you, your soul. Not all that's glittered is gold. You got to bleed for the dancer. Fool, fool, look for the answer. Fool, fool, you've got to bleed for love. It's in the giving, not in the taking. crank it up at the end here. As we take us out, I'll be back with the next hour of Pure News. Stay with us.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have returned from a globalist future city, a rotting hellhole of mind manipulation and degradation, Las Vegas. And I am loaded for bear. Or to quote Rowdy Rowdy Piper and They Live, I've come here to chew bubblegum and kick butt, and I'm all out of bubblegum. when we come back from break, I will launch the official news transmission of the day. And then the amazing syndicated radio host and comedian, Lionel, we had scheduled last week, will be joining us. By that, I look forward to having him on, but I am in a very volcanic mood. But I will attempt to give you short and sweet analysis on the other side. It's just, you get into any subject and an entire library just opens up of information in the spoken word. How do you access said information? How do you deliver quadrillion terabyte downloads of data? Well, all I can do is get you to realize the archetypal coding that you already have. You already know all of this in your subconscious, in your soul, whatever you want to call it. That's what the globalists are always trying to keep that closed. They're always trying to block you from awakening, to keep you in deception, to keep you in darkness. And their whole system is about keeping you suppressed, the chemicals, the biologicals, all of it. They do not want you to become aware. Their entire system. Look, seek information, seek history, learn about the global elite, learn about their programs. I mean, I think about the hardcore nature of the fact that we've written articles linked to the government documents, that it's ridiculous how much we can prove that this system is an extermination grid, and that most of us have already been implanted with hormonally triggered viruses that once we're seen is not useful. Once our hormone system starts shutting down and cell division starts slowing down, triggers our untimely death. That's another epiphany. They want to kill us before we grow old, because then many people don't get on the right path till they're old. And it is a devilish design so that people won't spiritually awaken before they die. They say that life's a carousel, spinning fast. You got to ride it well. The world is full of kings and queens. Blind your eyes and steal your dreams. What are kings and queens? Princes and principalities, powers that be, little officers of the God of this world, themselves into the office, into the temporal power, into the little badges and outfits and monkey suits they wear. And they are always deceived themselves, because anybody that knew this stuff would never want to serve evil. But some would say that's predestined to a certain point. So that's their lot. and you have free will, but you don't. It's a complex thing. It's even hard to articulate. There are definitely some that are predestined to be evil. Because there's free will, but there's also your genetics. It's like a certain breed of dog is known to be gregarious and friendly and strong and brave. Other dogs are known to be neurotic and bite people and seek to perpetually urinate on your rug. That's the New World Order. But see, it's all about those that know how to manipulate, and they want to keep you down so they can enslave you with the manipulation. I am here, and you are here, to break those chains, to take off the blinders. We'll be back with the news. Stay with us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Fights are breaking out in the Italian parliament. Fires and rioting have spread all over areas of Greece. Significant new offers have been made to bondholders. They're talking about the EU being saved by transferring its power into this new financial union that is private and sets up a financial and physical dictatorship through the EU bureaucracy over the once sovereign countries. And that's not my analysis. I mean, I've been the first to break that down years ago. This was coming from reading globalist own documents and publishing, republishing them, covering them here. But you've seen it. Anybody that follows financial news, we've shown you the articles here. We showed you some last hour where they openly state that the countries can't get out of it, that it is undemocratic, that it's authoritarian, and that Europe's being held hostage. And that it is a Euro superstate conspiracy takeover. In fact, I saw a bunch of those in the Telegraph and even German papers last week. And I never even got to them because it's so passe for us. I should be saying, see, we told you so. Here they are admitting it. It's right out in the open. And what does the London Telegraph and others have at their 5:35 Greenwich Mean Time update? It said that left parties in the German parliament have come out. And they're saying we must create the super Europe because it's bigoted to not. I mean, no facts, no why it's bigoted. It's just they're telling the left it's a left versus right fight. That's what they actually say here. They say it's a left versus right fight and that they must fight the bigots who don't want to have the banks take over that engineered the crisis. I mean, anytime I've ever talked about the New World Order, people say, why are you racist? You're like, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a global private corporate government. But see, they create a religion of political correctness where you don't want to be called racist. So soon there's not even charges or proof or even a story of how you're racist. It's just racist. I mean, I'm looking for restaurants if you don't like your food to say, are you racist? I mean, we already know if you complain about the TSA sticking their hands down your pants, newspaper reporters and others, we've read the articles, they call you a conspiracy theorist. Now, not liking someone to touch your genitals, who's not your wife or husband, that is a conspiracy theory. See, having a thought, having a view, having a soul, having a mooring, having a compass. And here's that news on the Vatican. Now, again, I get criticized by both sides of this divide and conquer. I have found the Catholic bashing crew to be duplicitous, liars, who make stuff up incessantly. People say, well, then counter it. I have countered stuff. It only makes people get more into it. And so if they just want to attack me all day, that's fine. I'll get the info out and not even respond to it. I mean, here's an example. About a year ago, Rob Jacobson comes in and goes, hey, we got these emails, people asking us about Endgame 1.5. And I'm going, oh, yeah, I remember that. I think we put on PrisonPlanet.tv. It took about a week to make, right? It's some internet clips, some of our stuff. He goes, yeah. I go, what is it? And he pulls up this Phyllis Schlafly clip. And I'm there, okay, what about it? And he goes, well, they're saying we went to a conservative CMP meeting and that you shot this. And I said, wait a minute, I remember this. Let me see the film. So I pull it up because I was trying to think, that, you know, wow, did I go to one of those? Did, you know, I mean, was I able, because I've sent crews all over the place. And I know a little bit about them now because I've been accused of being part of it or something. So I researched it and then found out, you know, a decade ago I had Peter L. Scott on talking about it. That's the guy that, you know, talks about kind of secretive conservative groups. Some of my guests have, gone to it. And I've asked them on air, what is it? But point is, side issue, I've never been there, never been approached by it. And but this is like 4 years ago. We put out Endgame 1.5 or 3.5 years ago. So I said, let me look that up. And I pull it up and I go, well, that's a YouTube clip. And I said, it's about Law of the Sea. Because the people were saying we had gotten into there, so we must be members. And so I went and I typed in Law of the Sea Treaty, Phyllis Schlafly. And there was the clip on somebody's website on YouTube, still from 6 months before Endgame 1.5 came out. And I said, well, just send on their YouTube channel and their email, send the people that are saying this. I don't usually respond to stuff, but I thought, I stood in Rob's office and I said, I have a feeling these people are government agents or they're just jealous. I said, send them the YouTube clip and tell them contact the guy who has that channel and show them this. And we got responses back of, you're scum, we're going to get you. So people are saying, I go to secret meetings, here's the proof I shot this video. I go, hey, that's Law of the Sea Treaty, Phyllis Schlafly, from 2007. We pull it up. There it is on YouTube, where we got it. And then the people respond by saying, well, Alex is a liar. He said Endgame is all his footage. Endgame 1.5 has got clips of Glenn Beck on his show and CBS, you know, all these channels. But then I realized this wasn't about the truth. This was about saying I work for the CMP. And you know, that's a wake-up call that I knew that when I sent people proof of this, they didn't want that proof. They, for whatever reason, wanted to say that I'd done this. And again, I'm not even responding to something like this now because it's about me. It should be okay, I got all this news to get to. But see, I start talking about the Vatican, because then this connects to that. It brings up a whole data file on that. There are people that any time I have someone on who's Catholic write articles saying that it's because I'm a Vatican warlock supreme commander. That's where those jokes come from. And then I'll also get attacked by Catholic groups anytime I do criticize something the Vatican's doing, and they'll always try to spin it and say, well, that's not really what the Pope meant, or that's not how this is interpreted, and you're just Catholic bashing. You know, I don't get up here and bash Chinese people because I don't like the communist Chinese. I don't get up here and bash Jews because I don't like what some of the political parties in Israel are doing, lobbying over here for gun control and stuff. I just want my guns. I'm not against the English or the British because they are a big part of the New World Order. That's the power structure there. Wherever you've got strong people or a strong group, you're going to have strong mafias over them. You understand that? Americans aren't overall bad people. They're in a trance. They're blind. They're manipulated. But I noticed when we wrote articles about this, when I was out of town over the last few days, people were attacking us for just quoting the Vatican, calling for world government and all this. So that's what I'm saying. I'm not here to bash you for whatever group or organization, unless you're consciously, you know, a member of the Satanist or something. And then that's a pathetic seeking after power as well. It's just, well, that's how I got off into the first story that popped in my mind about disinformation. My point is, It makes my head hurt to think about it because it's so ridiculous. You know, people that say I'm Catholic and all this stuff because I'm nothing against Catholics, but it's, you know, my identity is who I am. And my family's famous Protestants on record, you know, the Ayers family, Hammonds, others that came here with shiploads of Bibles because they were mad that people weren't allowed to practice Protestantism here in Texas. And, you know, to have people try to steal my identity of where I come from and, you know, who I am and my family raising Colonel Travis's son and who I am, it just shows that's what the New World Order does. It tries to get us all fighting with each other. But the truth is the truth. I mean, when Protestant groups come out and do evil New World Order stuff or push it, or people inside those groups do it, we have to stand up and speak out against it. When Catholic groups do things like that, it has to be spoken out against. It has to be discussed. Instead, they just want to get us fighting over the religious name or organization instead of the actual deeds. That's my point. And then later it was discovered the main guy that, you know, promotes that everything's Catholic run or whatever is connected to Israel and goes over there and does all these things. And again, that's how the globalists play each other off against each other. But again, I'm digressing because I've got all this news here in front of me, and I've studied it. I want to go over it. It's just that each subject I get into, I want to get into detail. But regardless, when we wrote articles about this and linked to Reuters and others a few days ago, when all of this happened, we were being bashed by those in the comments saying we were covering up for the Vatican, and then those saying we were bashing the Vatican. See, I mean, this is the idiocy. People afraid of information. It is a fact the Vatican was instrumental in setting up what's become the Euro in the Treaty of Rome in 1957. It is a fact that large elements of the Vatican helped establish Bilderberg Group. It is a fact that you can say whatever you want about this. This is a powerful organization. It's now wanting my bailout money, my tax money. That's where most of the bailout goes, is to Europe, to create this new bank of the world that I'll pay all these taxes to. And they're spinning it like the Occupy Wall Street people, saying this is the moral response to the banks, is to give them all this power and set up this bank of the world. So there's my point. Vatican Council calls for world government central bank. That's New American. Here's Reuters. Vatican calls for global authority on economy. Wraps idolatry of the market. All right, we're going to come back, get more into this, and then get into even bigger news. Feds order YouTube to remove video for... You know, Jaron was just making a great point there in the break. In the 60s, the media spun the movement as sex and drugs, which was part of it, but then that dominated the view and the idea of it. Not getting healthy, not getting out of the system, not killing your television. You know, all the real things that really started got erased. The CIA brought LSD in. That's all declassified and actually put change agents in to take it over. I'm not even saying it was a good movement, bad movement. The point is it's not the movement it began as. And with anti-war, they infiltrate it with anarchists and things like that who aren't even anarchists. It's just a name they use as kind of a cutout. Like Anonymous. Anonymous could be good. It could be bad. The point is it's these cutouts. And now Occupy Wall Street's kicked off by Democratic operatives. That's on record now. The Service Employees Union, now it's been released, Acorn, the Adbuster guys. All of that's been confirmed. And there's more reports coming out now every day on it. But still, there's a lot of good people there on the ground. The establishment puts the call out, doesn't say really what it's about. It's just anger at government corruption, Wall Street. Then they show up, and now they're calling for sales taxes, national VATs on the general public. They're calling for Robin Hood taxes on people who are worth a couple million dollars, who they think are rich. That's the trillionaire controllers who control trillions worth hundreds of billions apiece. They want that new system to shut down their competition. And Jaron made the point. He said, before they would always just spin it and say this is what they stand for, but now they can't spin it because any way you do, it's big banks. Banks are bad. Mega banks are out of control. So now they're just saying we don't know what they stand for. We don't know what they're pushing for. That way they can just totally ignore the whole thing and inject confusion into it. And yes, that's a way to ignore what they're actually saying. So when it's a group that they don't want to tell you what they're saying, in the Fedders or people that want to claw back the money from Wall Street or folks that want a speculation tax on those type of derivatives, that's all ignored. But when it's a Democratic operative group in the crowd, they then get to be the spokesman. So they neutralize everybody that actually has something to say by just saying, we don't know what you want, and ignoring it. And then they only show the Democratic operatives. Then they let it come out that it's Democratic operatives. Then that makes it a left-right issue. So now conservatives and libertarians don't want to come out and demonstrate against banks because it's seen as liberal. When it was actually myself, Ron Paul, and others, I've been protesting the Federal Reserve for more than a decade. Ron Paul for 30 years. In the Fed stuff going on for 4 years, you see. So this is how they try to brand movements. It's multifaceted, and they have these top admin, these top pitch men, advertising people that sit around in these big government think tanks and corporate think tanks being paid millions of dollars a month in some cases to come up with slogans and systems, and they test them. The talking points then go out, and then local media knows that, well, I don't get orders from somebody. This is what locals basically operate under. Well, I don't get orders as an Austin American Statesman writer or as a local talk show host, but I know if I imitate the national people, I'll sound smart, and people that do that tend to move up. They see it as I'm copying the research of the national guys. And, I'm copying their success. But really, you're just copying a talking point. You see, as long as you control the central system, Brad Pitt wears a certain outfit. Everybody wants to wear it. Angelina Jolie wears a certain outfit. Women suddenly want to wear it. She gets a Kabbalah tattoo, 7-8 years ago. All the other women go out and get them. So people understand that basic programming that's going on, but what I'm here to try to do is to get people really looking for it, really seeing it, because it's everywhere. And it's so inculcated that then even junior advertisement people imitate what they've seen on TV, fast things moving quick, things flashing. I can't tell you how many times I've told my graphics people who aren't even conscious of this, they're great. Do not make an intro that's that fast. It's not subliminal, but it's close to subliminal. And I'm like, why did you do that? They're like, well, that's what I see on the news. I'm imitating fast moving things, and people aren't sophisticated enough to get. Take like Police State 4. When the graphics came in, some of the video graphics, it was twice as fast. And I said, slow that down by double. I said, slow it down by triple. But when you did that, it looked blocky and didn't work. I said, okay, just by double. I'm in a hurry. I want to get this out. So it flashes a badge and says, fear, submit. But that's more like, because I talked to the graphics person, I said, why'd you do that? They said, well, that's like the obey shirts. I mean, we're not actually saying obey. But it's supposed to make you see they're telling you to obey. But the reason I tell that story is to just illustrate how we're all so programmed that we then repeat the programming even though we're not conscious of it. You see what I'm saying?
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Okay, here's the deal. I am so reflective on the amazing things that I've witnessed in the last few days that I haven't even gotten into a lot of the bombshell news. It's all up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I will be covering it all with Lionel in the next hour. I want to go to a detailed piece, 5 days in the making. Aaron's been working on it intensely. And I haven't given it a title yet. It's going to go up on YouTube later. But I want to premiere it here for people watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv and for the radio listeners. But if you're a radio listener, you'll be able to see it later when we post it on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It should be up there by tonight. But we're going to premiere it here. He just finished it this morning. I wanted to go over this, though. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the magnitude of this. Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. U.S. authorities hit Google with 70% rise in takedown orders, and they're admitting now that they're going to take websites down without court orders. The feds will just do whatever they want, and ICANN and the UN will. That was announced last week. Glenn Beck has come out and admitted that the EAS system next month is going to do a forced takedown of all radio and TV with takeover boxes that have been wired in. I, of course, exposed this in 2000. I exposed it in 96. I exposed it this year. We have a video going over that that everybody should watch now. Beck, EAS test allows feds to seize control of communications. Here's our article from February 8th on video. Obama launches total takeover of media emergency alert system. And again, all these grids are going in. Here's another one. This is on Drudge Report right now. It was top of the page. It's moved to the right-hand side, drudgereport.com. New streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. High-tech security to include speakers, video surveillance, emergency alerts. This is just one company. It's already been in place for 14 years. It's just going in everywhere. Directly out of 1984. Now, I want to go to this video paralleling the genetic Armageddon, the genetic takeover that is the end of humanity as we know it. This is extremely powerful and of the greatest import. Stay with us. When we come back, I'll get into all the other news. We'll be right back. Stay with us. In the 1950s, Universal Pictures put out a classic sci-fi horror film, The Thing. And it's been likened to a carrot from outer space they dig up in the snow that had crashed in Antarctica on the south pole of this planet, dug it up. And then it was basically a shapeshifter that would devour its prey and then copy them. And then, of course, they had the John Carpenter classic in 1982, which is probably one of the best sci-fi horror films ever made, in my humble opinion. But you see, we live in the real world, and truth is stranger than fiction. No, we haven't had an alien that crashed millions of years ago in Antarctica that's been thawed out and is now at a research facility absorbing the crew with a eye towards invading the mainland and taking over the entire biosphere of the planet Earth. No, that's not happening. And of course, they're now re-releasing basically a remake of the 1982 from the reviews I've read. No, I'm talking about the real thing. The real deal. I'm talking about genetic engineers, transhumanists, working for the globalist, who in their own words admit, going back to the 1970s, that they had a plan to patent every major food crop and then every major life form, prolific life form on this planet and put artificial genes, genetics, DNA, RNA into them to manipulate viruses, bacteria. And now that's been done with tens of thousands of different species. In some cases, hundreds of different species are being spliced together. You know about spider goats that are part goat, part spider that produce body armor in their milk. You've read about the super salmon that university studies have shown will extinct the normal salmon that are in the ocean. And these salmon, different varieties have been mixed with other fish, insects, plants. The list goes on and on. You see, that's the real thing. You're eating corn. You're eating a GMO potato. And it's had insect genes and other traits added to it. It's had pharmacological traits in the BT corn and other crops where a pesticide is engineered to grow inside the corn, to where field mice and insects can't eat it. If they do, they die. But then you are fed this. My point is, as we prepare to enter 2012, we have a global ruling class that are playing God and who, quite frankly, don't know what they're doing. I mean, they were able to foresee with their futurists and their think tanks, hiring the top minds in the world, what could be done. But they are endangering the planet itself while constantly distracting the public with fake environmental crises like carbon dioxide that is 0.0360 of the atmosphere. The New World Order, simply put, are people trying to play God. They've studied how humans operate as if they were an alien coming here from a foreign planet. They have funded literally hundreds and hundreds of universities for more than 150 years to study every facet of psychological, spiritual, physical processes that take place. And they have tested and refined incredible tools of social control, propaganda, chemical control through the water and food supply. This is all on record. The globalists have also, for at least 80 years, engaged in lethal chemical and biological as well as radiological tests on prisoners, foster children, military personnel. The list goes on and on. You know about injecting people with syphilis. You know about the horrors of children being radiated by the thousands in atomic studies. You know about forced sterilizations going on right into the 1980s, or at least you should know about that. That is only the tip of the iceberg. And it's being done to test these systems, but also to test the personnel and to create larger pools of individuals that will carry out these type of activities. Because they enjoy the power, because they believe the end justifies the means. The point is, the global ruling class believe they are a separate species from us and openly write about this. They believe they have transcended the common man and are actively trying to poison and also socially dumb down the general population so that we will fit in to the mold and the typecast that they've made for us. So when you see movies like John Carpenter's classic or this new one that just came out, remember that the real world is a lot stranger than what Hollywood screenwriters can come up with. And sure, it's not as sexy, it's not as shocking as a young heroine fighting the monster from deep space. And there aren't bodies splitting apart and spewing out tentacles with razor-sharp teeth. And heroes standing up to it with flamethrowers and dynamite. No, in this war, the thing, the globalist system of control, is simply taking over species after species, infecting every major food crop, every staple food animal, and splicing new systems into their DNA that irrevocably spread into the entire family. Take the case of corn. Going back over a decade, close to 90% of all known corn varieties, and there are thousands originating in Mexico, have now been infected. And the latest numbers I saw is that there is no known major cultivated crop, unless it's in closed laboratories, that has not been infected. Everything is being infected. So in the thing, it shows under an electron microscope the alien cells metastasizing and taking over the natural cells of the husky or of the human that it's infected. But in reality, this is already happening to us. But it doesn't happen right away. You see, if a GMO crop was put out that caused people to mutate and bleed out and die or turn into something else right in front of you, you would recognize it as a threat. But because it's a slow, creeping, methodical death, you're not aware of it. We're designed to face a frontal assault, a saber-toothed cat jumping out against a troop of hunting Cro-Magnon. We are not designed to deal with poison that's been added into our environment. We're designed to just basically adapt to it or die. And so the globalists have developed a very, very sophisticated, soft kill, incremental, ambient, genetic Armageddon takeover system where it just slowly is ramped up. If you look, please, for you and your family's sake, and for the future of this planet and the life forms that developed here over untold eons, there is a total revolution by the, quote, scientific class. in their lust for power, in their lust for extended life, in their lust for super weapons to dominate the globe. They have already opened up 1,000 times 1,000 Pandora's boxes. And if you just look at the admitted studies in guinea pigs, rats, mice, dogs, monkeys, where the life cycles are in weeks, months, or years, instead of human life cycles being in around 76 years, in every major study within three generations with every major GMO crop, where they've had cross-species splicing and genetic chimera cross-clone manipulation, in every case within three generations, the genitals shrivel up to nothing. Fertility goes down to almost zero.
Those that ate the genetically engineered soy, they didn't actually show the problems in the first generation. The second generation was slower growth, slower onset for maturity, but by the third generation, that's when nearly all of the adults had lost the ability to have babies.
There are more horror movie type mutations where most of the young are born dead or deformed, or the young are born small, mentally retarded, with hair growing out of their mouths, eyeballs on the back of their head. And within three generations, it does get like a John Carpenter movie, The Thing. This is not by accident. They stack these traits. And genetic engineers that we've interviewed who work for these companies have said, hey, this potato is sterilizing the rats. They're like, don't worry about that trait. Just move ahead. So there are Trojan horse traits that have been added to all of these. This is 21st century warfare. And of course, that's just the tip of the iceberg when we talk about chimeras and cross-species clones and the island of Dr. Maru type things that are happening that H.G. Wells predicted over 100 years ago would come to fruition. The real revolution, and why the globalists are so arrogant, is they've created new classes of vaccines. They call them vaccines. That's a diversion. They're really genetically engineered nanotech, and they advertise it. Soon, we've already developed it, but soon we're going to get approval, they say, of a vaccine where you'll never be angry, you'll never be sad, or you'll never want to drink alcohol or use cocaine, because the virus actually goes in and changes your brain chemistry. Listen to me. The facts are in. Please, for your own sake and the sake of our species, let's not let these control freak psychopaths mutilate and vandalize and irrevocably damage the biosphere and the ancient genetic system of this planet so they can be on a power trip and play God. Look at the fruits of the New World Order. Most cancers have more than tripled in the last two decades. Diabetes has doubled in the last decade. All sorts of new cancers that never existed before are now appearing. Scores of vaccines have been found to be implanted with sterilants, cancer viruses, microplasms, nanotech microplasms that are purely artificial. The United States has the highest rates of every major cancer in the world, including breast cancer. And the system always talks about giving more money when you buy food or go to a movie to try to create cures for breast cancer, instead of finding out why it's all skyrocketing, why pancreatic cancer is skyrocketing, and why the system's trying to block vitamins and minerals from the public. Again, the globalist might as well be a space alien from 15 trillion miles away who crashed in Antarctica and got dug up and wants to wreck this planet and totally genetically absorb it. Like John Carpenter's The Thing. Might as well be. The globalist covered up the fact that Fukushima was many times Chernobyl and that the radiation levels were rising all across the United States. And so the EPA's response was just to raise the level of isotopes, in some cases 100,000 times what they said was previously safe. This is the type of self-destructive, truly demonic, is the only word to describe it, behavior that we see coming out of the ruling class. And it's time for people infected by cynicism, and by hatred of life, to really ask yourself, is this what you want to be part of? The things that the globalists create are malformed abominations. The entire biosphere is being absorbed. It may already be irreversible. The life cycle of these rats and mice and guinea pigs is just a few years. And within three generations, near total infertility and addled mental retardation, total deformities, stillbirths, just a wreck species. We are eating the same stuff, but on average, we have offspring every 20 years. And already look at the mental retardation, all the new problems, all the new cancers, the diseases, and we are just one generation into this. The mercury alone in the vaccines, major study shows, is causing massive, irrevocable DNA damage that we're already seeing in this generation. If you're 25 years or so, the numbers are off the chart, but it's damaging the eggs of the girls that are being born now. And they've got cadaver studies on young children that have died, young girls, and they've looked at their eggs. They're nearly infertile. If an alien from a foreign planet wanted to come in and infiltrate and destroy humanity, it couldn't do a better job than the globalists have done. All right, you've been warned. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to break. We've got breaking Gardasil news dealing with sterilization tonight with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the Nightly News. Stay with us. We'll be right back. They railed against the crown, another ragtag band.
They railed against the crown,
another ragtag band declaring independence. They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty.
Liberty.
For their descendants.
Thanks to the renegades.
Free today.
Free today. Thanks to the renegades.
We're free today.
We're free today.
Thank God for the renegades. And the lives they lead far ahead of their time. Without the renegades, Lord knows where we'd be. When it comes to heroes, renegades are mine. The globalists have sought to dominate humanity for thousands of years, and now they're doing it through chemical, biological, overlaid with programming. And this was predicted years ago privately, and now it's been confirmed. Since Gardasil has been given to 20-something million girls, fertility has plunged, teen pregnancy has plunged, and you're going to find those girls aren't going to be having any kids. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on with that tonight. Anytime a government comes out and says you got to take something and runs the hoax and lies about the deaths in the trials, and it turns out the virus, accidentally was almost completely intact, accidentally bound to the adjuvant, causing an autoimmune disorder. And now they want the Mexican government has been promised billions in aid, and part of the agreement is they give all their girls a shot. But you're not going to hear your Mexican-American center in town tell you, look out. They're going to tell you all day about Raza this, Raza that. They're going to make sure your Raza's deader than a hammer. What's it say? The lover of life's not a sinner. The ending is just the beginner. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know you're dreaming. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody bleeds for the dancer. And it's on and on, on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Mexico, now one of its most popular gods, is the Grim Reaper. And death will come. And we love death here in America. I saw old women on the flight to Las Vegas to do a TV report with skulls all over their purses. People think skulls are tough. Skulls mean something. Every army that wears a skull brings death and evil. Our military never had skulls on its flags until World War II. They thought, we'll be tough like those Nazis. We'll put skulls on things. Symbols, signets, logos mean something. Let my symbol be life. Let my symbol be a child or a field or a bird, something healthy, something happy, something good. Not death. There'll be time enough for that. And this system is an attack on the life force and the regenerative systems of life itself. It is a takeover. As we covered in that incredible piece, I haven't named it yet. We're going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the next few hours. I'll give you, before the show ends, the name of that special video report on the takeover of the human system, the end of humanity. The end of man, the end of humankind, the extermination, the soft kill, genetic Armageddon. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, the always informative and funny Lionel's going to be joining us for the balance of the hour coming up. Our story got linked on the Drudge Report. Top of the page today, it's moved down on the lower left-hand side under the picture of Mr. Napolitano. New streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. Drudge, as usual, even had a better headline than we did. Let me go back to the drudgereport.com, the master. And the master headline writer. Hear you, watch you, new streetlights to have Homeland Security applications. He really knows how to crystallize really what's happening. But I called Paul this morning and I said, this story's going to get a lot of attention. I said, I got a big feeling it is. And I said, there's a bunch of companies that have put in microphones and cameras and smart police command centers under Homeland Security watching and listening. I said, we're going to get attacked for this, even though you're linked to the company and Homeland Security. I said, beef the article. That means add more. Sure enough, there's a controversy. In response to our article being linked on Drudge, the company behind the IntelliStreets Illuminating Concepts has now pulled the video from YouTube entirely, presumably nervous about the negative publicity that could be generated from concerns about the streetlights being used for Homeland Security purposes. Their words, not ours. We have added an alternative version. I guess they put a new one up. I got to call Paul. But it may be subject to removal anytime. I got to call Paul because I'm just going to have him. Look, we've got a bunch of other articles about this. So we'll just show you a bunch of companies in the Homeland Security doing it. As I told him to do. Yeah, he's already added a bunch of stuff. I'm going to bring Ted Anderson up for a couple minutes here, a couple minutes on the next side, because I got to him late. Man, I tell you, I'm so recharged getting back from that three-day shoot with Jesse Ventura in Vegas, because he was out there to film a private space propulsion thing. I'm not supposed to get into more of it, but and we did some other stuff in the area. It was a lot of military-industrial complex stuff, and but it's what happened while I was at the hotel in the morning and the evenings and flying out there and flying back was just incredible. I don't even know if I'll get to my TSA audio today and what happened to me and everything because I can't do justice to it here. I might do it on the nightly news, too. The nightly news is going to be huge tonight. Oh, by the way, well, let's just bring Ted up. Ted, huge things happening in Europe. They're holding Europe hostage, as we said they would, threatening to totally plunge them into depression if they don't give them a deal. Now they're saying they might have a deal. But what it entails is taking the pension fund, quote, insurance, or the some of the European countries' money, and this is buried in the agreement. And gold, of course, and silver has exploded, as we said it would, but you luckily bought it when it was lower. So give us a crash crass pitch here, Ted, because like G. Gordon Liddy said, stay tuned for crass commercial messages. You know, my view on this is I'm very proud of my crass promotion of gold and silver. Buy silver at $5 now, 30-something. Buy gold at $260 now, you know, $1,700 or so. I mean, I think people should really call you and get the best deal in town.
Well, they sure should. I mean, gold is seeing a high today of 1728, currently up 1490 at 1720.50. Silver seeing a high of 3382, just almost touching $34 an ounce. Alex, the video in the book right now at $73 delivered is so out of this, so underpriced, it's not even funny. For those of you who haven't had a chance, the American Dream video puts together the New World Order in a cartoon that is so entertaining that anybody will want to watch it. But the other thing, too, Frank's at $376. Walking Liberty halves at $1,652. I mean, there's just so many different buys that you can get into right now because gold just ran up through the roof, you know? And I don't know why people think that the economy, economic problems are solved just because gold and silver took a little bit of a hit here recently. Of course it's going to come back up again. You know, when you have the European Union doing what they're doing, trying to decide how much debt they're going to create and how much they're going to put the screwballs to the people. It's amazing. But anyways,
I hope they don't release too many screwballs on us because I've been told I'm the chief screwball. Hey, Ted, stay there. Let's come back and briefly tell folks where gold and silver are, what's happening in Europe. Then we've got Lionel joining us to talk more about that and a bunch of other big developments. Stay with us.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Lionel is coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to talk about all the world news with him and get his take on it. Of course, syndicated radio host in his own right, hilarious comedian, social commentary flowing forth. If you go to drudgereport.com, right-hand side, it was the top story. It's three stories down. Here you watch you new street lights to have Homeland Security applications. And I'm not just doing this because Lionel's here. I'm going to go back to Ted for just a moment because Lionel's made, you know, jokes about this at my roasting at the Talkers Conference where I was the keynote speaker earlier in the year, how he likes to hear me call Watson on air. Actually, I called Watson this morning, if you just tuned in, and I said, look, you're going to need to add even more proof of this. I know it's there. I know you're linked to it. You're going to get attacked for this. And he said, okay, and he did add some more. But the company's now pulled their video where they admit they've got Homeland Security applications. Because, see, the cover in 98, all over the country, they put up microphones on street lamps. They even hid some of them. It came out in the paper in Austin, but later they said it's a gunshot detector. Never once have they used it for gunshots. They're shotgun mics. They can listen to you 100 yards away. The company, it turned out that time I went and ferreted it out, had audio online in a presentation about how it was really meant to record what people are talking about and send it through keyword software. So this has been put up. But they've got police towers, these little telescoping towers that have microphones on them too. So I'm going to have Watson add that to his article. I'm going to have Watson... let's just call Watson right now on air. Well, you guys always call his home number. I'm going to call his cell. This is just quicker because I want to finish with Ted briefly and tell people about something very exciting concerning the nightly news. Then we'll get to Lionel and go through all the news with him. But, of course, none of this even pales in significance to this article. Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing... I'm on the air. Hold on, Watson. Let me finish this. Watson's like, sorry? What are you talking about? Feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. Do you realize the magnitude of this? Google has released government request, what the government's telling it to do. This big report, quite frankly, this is what should be on Drudge Report. But, I mean, I guess he can't link to only our stuff. But this is the type of stuff Watson's ferreting out. Hey, Watson, I wanted to call you in a hurry, so you're not on air, but I'm on air talking to you. Remember this morning for airtime I called you and said we'd be attacked for this article? Remember I called you and said add stuff? He says, yep. He's a man of many words. But you know why I knew that? I didn't have time right before the show to tell you why I knew that. Because that company wasn't, I'll guarantee you, exposed to admit it's for Homeland Security. See, just like with the mail trucks, they say, oh, data transfer. The post office is going to make money now with private wireless towers on top of the mail trucks. And then they admitted that there'd also be a Homeland Security application grabbing all your wireless data. That's really what it's for. The cover is the making money, but the globals also like to pay for what they're doing in a free market way, while taxing us at the same time. So I knew that. So I know you've added that, but also add the police towers that are going to grab all the communications and have all the bristling systems. But I wanted you to specifically just tell me briefly. You know what? I'm going to bring you up with Lionel. I'm sure he's going to love it because I haven't had time. Your article, the update says that it was that they pulled the video, but an ad, but you have an alternative version. Do you mean you found a clip that somebody had already downloaded and put on another YouTube site, not their official site, or have they altered it? Okay, so the original was deleted, but you were able to find, explain that to folks. Say, we were able to find one that was copied, get it while you can. But what I'm saying is folks will say, oh, well, never mind. I'm saying throw a bunch more on there because this is not the only example of this. Look up gunshot detectors. Well, you know it's in my film, Police State 2000, 1999. I show the Austin American Statesman and all that. They're really microphones listening to us. And now the slaves are ready to wake up and not be slaves and actually see this. Like you wrote that article yesterday about Glenn Beck is worried about the EAS switching stuff off. And that's great. We want to give him credit when he starts going in the right direction. All broadcasters should be talking about this. But why not add my video from February detailing it all? See what I mean? I mean, it's almost like we're ashamed of how right we are, Paul. We need to let folks know we know what we're talking about. You see what I'm saying? Well, you're a genius. You're on fire as usual. And good job with your latest reports. You know what? Lionel's holding. We're going to have to go into overdrive today. I really apologize for all of this. Folks, I've been out of town, and I'm so wound up with energy. It's just driving me crazy. Paul, at the bottom of the hour, which is 5 minutes, I know Lionel wants to talk to you. He's a big fan of you. So I'm going to have you call in then, because he's on video Skype, and then I want to get your take on everything, okay? Especially this article you wrote about feds order YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism. Oh, they'll never stick their hands down our pants. They'll never put fluoride in the water. They'll never give people Gardasil shots that kill us. Again, I'm getting to where I'm so conditioned. This comes out and is documented by Google admitting it, that they're taking videos down because the government tells them to because it's critical of the government. And I'm not even upset by this, Paul. Do you realize what that means? We're being conditioned here. Yep, that's right, Paul says. All right, we'll get you on later. I appreciate you, buddy. All right, thank you. We're going to go to Lionel here in just a moment. Normally, if I was this wound up, I would even cancel guests, but Lionel is so good. He's there, but I apologize having him on 10 minutes late. Finishing up with Ted and the crass infomercial for a minute or two, because I haven't plugged stuff all day, okay? And like other radio hosts would, every segment, I had to do it all in one spot. I haven't even told you since yesterday we launched 15-day free trial. We'll put it on screen. Go to prisonplanet.tv. And you got the nightly news, Alex Jones Live. That's this show, radio TV. You got special reports. The rants is the only area I haven't been updating. I'm going to start doing a bunch of those. Got a few technical things on that because I'm not very technical and I have trouble uploading to it when I'm at home. Point is, it's there, 15 cents a day. You fund our operation. But I've done... Glenn Beck's always copying me and everything on his subscription site, so I decided to go ahead and copy him. He has a 14-day trial. I have a 15-day free trial, but everybody does free trials. The point is, go do a free trial, prisonplanet.tv, nightly news, 7 o'clock every evening, all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, almost 9 years of my research and material, and it just gets better and better, and we're always adding new functions and ironing out any bugs, prisonplanet.tv. So it's very easy to sign up and get your 15-day free trial. And the real reason we're doing this 15-day free trial is we keep getting customer service emails saying, I went and tried to watch your nightly news and I got an advertisement. Yeah, if you're not a member and you just click on the video button right there, you're going to get the ad for signing up. Or if you're a member, you've got to log in. But we're going to change that around, make it, I mean, it is user-friendly, but... The point is prisonplanet.tv, 15-day free trial, watching the news. Now, going back to Ted Anderson, Ted, I told people to get gold and silver, you know, silver when it was $5, gold when it was $260. I feel great here because I know you've got the best deals out there. I could buy gold anywhere. As you know, Ted, I buy it from one guy, Ted Anderson. A few times I bought it locally, but I can't even get deals as good as you because you buy when it's low, sell when it's high at the old price. So you've got gold way lower than what it was just a few months ago, before it dipped, and then way lower than it is right now. Tell folks where this gold and silver is, what level of the market you bought it at, what you've got left, how long till that runs out, you've got to go up. Give people just in a minute or two a listing of the prices.
Well, I mean, we're trading about 1675 when I was in there buying my positions. Right now, we're at 1721, so that kind of gives you an idea where we're at. I mean, that Frank and Forecaster, where you get the full-year subscription to Bob's newsletter, that's at 376. That's like buying gold at like $1,100 an ounce. A little less than that, actually, when you consider the fact that you get the subscription. But then, what about that silver deal? I mean, Alex, for $73, I mean, I've been holding that price down since gold, or when silver was at $26 an ounce. Right now, we've seen a high of 33.82, currently right now 33.49. And then you get the video and the book along with it. I mean, people need to know about the world, New World Order. Everything you've been talking about is this central control that we have coming down upon us.
This is central control, central control.
Well, I mean, that's just it. We have, you know, video surveillance. I mean, the way that they're GMO foods. I mean, what else do you want? I mean, come on. You're going to need gold and silver. The reason why our forefathers said that you should have gold and silver as money, because they didn't want people like we have right now in control of the government and also the world now at this point. And if you don't understand what I'm talking about, you should get that American Dream video, because it's going to lay it out for you in such a simple format.
That's right. It's a great deal to get two silver dollars for $73, but they have shipping free, the free video, the free book. You can't beat it. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. But folks, ask about the radio gold and silver specials. They've got everything. I mean, Ted, you were telling me you've still got a pretty good smattering of everything at the older, lower prices.
Yeah, we do. I mean, you can get the U.S. Eagles. We have silver Maple Leafs that are at a discount.
Oh, my gosh.
Silver Eagles. We've got a whole bunch of stuff.
Those Maple Leafs are some of my favorites, along with the Buffaloes. 800-686-2237. How much is silver and gold up today?
Well, right now, silver is at, hang on a second, I just got to get right back there, 1560. Silver's up 12 cents today at 33.39, but been as high as 33.82. I mean, the EU right now is meeting, and they're trying to decide how much of the Europeans' money they're going to steal. What do you think's going on?
No, I read the deal looks like they're going to do is to take the pension fund insurance, the actual money that's in there, and give it to the bankers on derivatives and tell people it was Greece's fault. I mean, how about they say it's some Eskimos' fault? They're not even involved in it. It's just like, look, Greece, look over here, while they're stealing everything. 800-686-2237. Ted Anderson, thank you so much for spending time with us.
You got it, Alex.
Now, I apologize to Lionel for getting him on 10 minutes late, but we'll have to do a little bit of overdrive. Plus, I'm going to skip this break coming up, but I wanted to get Ted on here. But they say all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I went and did a lot of work in Vegas, and the stuff I saw there was so bizarre and weird, I feel energized. And so that's why I'm out of control today. I feel like I could do 10 hours of radio right now. By the way, the Money Bomb is next Thursday through Friday. And I will be doing 24 hours plus, so you don't want to miss that, to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, because why not support us? NPR and the Rockefellers have fundraisers. It was listeners' ideas to have fundraisers, and I'm going to pump 100% of the Money Bomb into this operation. And that's what happens around here. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com, if you want to start donating now. Now, we're going to skip this break and just go right to Lionel. He's an ex-prosecutor and criminal trial lawyer. Very interesting fella. Talk radio veteran of WABC. WABC, WOR, some of the biggest radio stations in the country. Premier radio, nationally syndicated show, internet radio, podcasting pioneer at LionelMedia.com, subscription podcast at LionelMedia.com, Twitter at Lionel Media, seen 7 days a week on New York's PIX Channel 11, Lionel Media. He's here with us, and I know you've been sitting there while I've been ranting. I don't know if you were listening earlier in the show, but Lionel, it's getting crazy. Little boys be given cervical cancer shots because they have cervixes, and it's because they give the girls the disease. The little 10-year-old boys are bad. All this psychological warfare. They won't even say it's Gardasil. They don't want to say the name of the wicked Merc. We've got streetlights spying on people. We've got literal bedlam unfolding. Homeland Security telling the YouTube to pull videos critical of the government. I mean, have we entered some alternate dimension of like the Soviets took America over and And, I mean, we're living in a fruitcakeville, my friend.
Well, Alex, I would suggest that we have entered in a an alternate dementia.
Yes.
Which is a dimension. Let me explain a couple of things. And first of all, I want to thank you very much for having me back. It is indeed an honor to be here with you, and I mean that absolutely sincerely. The biggest problem that I have, and I mentioned it on my podcast at Lionel Media, I do nightly commentaries in New York, and Alex, the people want to know what's going on. The people are extremely interested in knowing what's going on because they sense something. But the number one problem in our country and the world happens to deal with a subject that people feel is arcane, recondite, beyond their comprehension, and that is currency, credit, monetary systems, global currency, the euro, the dollar. When you tell people this, Alex, and when you tell them that there is no piece of data, no subject that will affect them as seriously as this, they start, their eyes kind of roll back. I suggest to people that what they should do is on any given day, check out your website at InfoWars or Prison Planet. Just pick anything on the crisis, if you will, and let it then take you, because what you do is you are a resource center. I have learned more, and I thought I knew. I'm a college graduate and a lawyer and all of that business. I have learned more about fundamental economics, not economics that you learn in school. Not Keynesian supply and demand and that sort of thing, but the politicized version of economics. And I'm telling you right now, that is the biggest single source of all of the problems that we have in this world. Now, right now, I'm in New York, and downtown is Occupy Wall Street, something that the mainstream sock puppet, echo chamber, stenographic, bought and sold corporate media are trying to whittle away in terms of the efficacy or the message, for a couple of reasons. First, they don't have enough time. Number two, they don't understand it. And Alex, the strangest thing is happening. There is this weird conflation, this connection between people who are protesting what is, what could be the very implosion of not only our country, but the world. And they're making this connection between these protesters and hippies or the SDS and long hair. Every single night, just look around. What do they talk about? There is something happening, not to borrow from Stephen Stills, but there's something happening here. This occupied movement is viral. And what a lot of people are focusing on is how there are sanitary problems or how somebody may be holding up a poster or a placard. And these are agent provocateur. These are agent provocateurs. Come on, stop it. We know that. But instead of looking at the message, they're picking it apart. Now, here's the question I have for you, Alan. If they took that inquiry, that desire to know the truth, and you walked up to somebody and said, I've got something I'd like to ask you, and I ask my friends this. In fact, I ask all of your viewers and listeners to try this. Pick a friend of yours who knows the most, a real pain in the neck know-it-all, somebody who knows everything. And you say, you know, Bob, you're a smart guy. If anybody would know this, you would. Could you please explain to me the basics, the rudiments of the Federal Reserve? Sit back and just watch their eyes flutter. And they'll say, well, it's this inquiry demanding that these people all over the world say specifically and explicate and limb ad seriatim all that they're about. That inquiry is lost when it comes to this basic central private bank that is under the radar, so a part of our fabric, and not one person in the mainstream media, the Ted Baxter media, has ever even thought to say, hey, this week, instead of things in your bathroom that can kill you, why don't we do a little piece on the Federal Reserve? The most mysterious subject known to man. And it's happening right now, Alex, and nobody knows this. They have no idea. Right now, I tell people, look to Europe. Look what's happening. Now, may I also add something, Alex? One of the biggest problems you have and I have is we use words and people don't understand the sting of it. They don't understand, and I mentioned this on LionelMedia.com, and I try it, and people are, frankly, my friends are getting tired of it because I sound like a broken record. Alex, the word globalism sounds wonderful. Global. Remember the Coke commercials? I like to teach the world to say harmony, interconnectivity of the human race, cooperation, global. It sounds terrific. What we're talking about is, again, part of this fundamental virus that's affecting everything, is we're a subjugation. We're ceding jurisdiction. The United States of America has become a part of this huge international global superstructure. One of the things that should have absolutely caused people to riot in the streets is when our president, and it doesn't matter if it's President Obama, President Bush, or anybody, when he said that NATO ordered our troops into Libya. And by the way, don't give me these definitional hair splittings of kinetic military action and support and training. Do you know, Alex, what that meant when NATO is telling us we have lost the battle completely?
Well, it's even worse than that. And again, we just glaze over it. Even I do. We're being broken like a pimp breaks a prostitute and just getting used to being slapped in the face, now knocking our teeth out, you know, putting cigarettes out on us. Making us sleep in a dog cage, I guess. It's gotten to the point, it's gotten to the point where Congress came to him and said, look, we're warmongers. We'll give you the authorization, but you got to get permission from us under the Constitution. And Obama said, no, I'm doing this for the credibility of the UN and NATO, saying they're our boss, literally engaging in treason. That's what it is. I've had constitutional scholars on. This is wallowing in our face. And it's just like Google now admits, and it's not even a news item, that the feds are ordering them to remove videos critical of the government. We've entered quite a time, Lionel.
Now, one of the things, Alex, that you brought up, and I talk about this on my Pix 11 commentaries, LionelMedia.com, again, to the point where I'm a broken record. What the America, and by the way, I don't want to make it sound like I'm saying that my American brothers and sisters are stupid or ill-informed. I don't want to say that. I think that we, and I include myself, are hard-working and good-intentioned. But you know, Alex, what will kill us is this sense of exceptionalism. This idea that people have that we are indeed the city on the hill, that we are blessed by God or by some force field that protects us through some type of divine protection or some weird cosmic prophylactic that prevents us from an internal internecine collapse. And I'm telling you, that's going to be our problem. One of the things which amazes me also is how the world of semantics, how neuro-linguistic programming, and how I can shape-shift the enemy. For example, when you have Libya, now I know we all...
Stay there. Let's get to Libya when we come back. Shape-shifting straight ahead and how they manipulate and flip terms and do all of this. This idea, it can't happen here. TSA can't do that here. Federal Reserve can't do that here. Gardasil can't do that here. They've done it all. They're going to do a lot more if we let them. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
System. I go to court when I have to. What do you mean I can't get to work on time? Got nothing better to do. What do you mean I don't pay my bills? What do you think I'm broke?
Huh? All right, we are back live. I'm going to get the video up in the next 30 minutes or so, and I'll give you the name of it, the one we premiered here on air last hour, audio video. Dealing with the takeover of the entire biosphere, including human genetics, what's being implanted in us via the vaccines, the GMO. Here's The Economist and man-made life. How about, and the globalist played God. But what does a dyslexic globalist play? Does he play dog? That's a Jaron pun. and man made life. No, it took life and perverted it and spliced it. Man didn't make life. And again, you're a free creature. Why are they allowed to trespass on your body? Trespass into the food. They're GMO spreading. Now, what Lionel's getting at here is at the heart of it. And the beginning of it is believing it can't happen here. We're the best. We're the greatest. This weird fake pride. Yeah, well, America does lead in cancer and diabetes and infant mortality now. And it leads in everything bad. Prison populations. In fact, I'm going to do a piece soon. America is the leader in going straight to hell. America, that's a good one, is the leader in going straight to hell. There you go. See, the bigger they are, the harder they fall, like the Roman Empire. And what happens is once the public, and I want Lionel to speak to this because that's where he's going. That's the meat of this. I want his perspective on it. Once the public has bought into a little corruption. In fact, I was reading about Caesar and how he did, quote, corruptions. It was the process of corrupting someone. It starts with something small, like they tried to bribe Serpico in New York with something small. Here's a necklace. Just take it. The guys will feel better if you do. You know, it's hospitality. You're part of a family now. That's how this works. And so Americans have put up with so much that now it's gotten blaringly ridiculous. World government's being admitted, a corporate private world government, and they'll still laugh and say, you're a kook for believing in it, but yeah, we need a global government. But it's undemocratic. It's run by a bunch of really cold-blooded people. Now, Lionel was getting to the hypocrisy of Libya and the semantics. I was on the plane with the sergeant flying his dead buddy back. He'd done 7 tours. His buddy had done, I think he said 7 as well, in different places. He was going to burying him at Fort Hood. And I said, but what about Al-Qaeda being the main group in there and all this? And what about the opium being grown? He's like, well, we do what we have to do. But I thought we're fighting Al-Qaeda. And they had TSA there at the plane sticking their hands down his pants. And he's like, well, that's what we have to do for America. Well, they're not America then. I mean, we just run in fear because somebody might try something. And by that extension, Al-Qaeda might try to blow up a cornfield. We got to have guards in cornfields. Well, actually, that's the cashless society tracker system, where in the future, you'll need an authorization to go anywhere, and everywhere you go will be pre-approved. The government admits this. And you're like, that'll never happen. All this other stuff will never happen? It's a plandopolis. Read about it in their own words. Just Google plandopolis. You'll be at globalist think tank sites with UN approval. You'll read stuff they came up with 20 years ago is now in place. We live in a planned society. And the planners are eugenicist, exterminist, control freaks. We live in a grid that's not done being built yet. It's not finished, but it's almost, it's like they're building a guillotine or gallows, and they're saying, yeah, we're going to hang you in that next week. And I'm like, well, I don't need to be hung. I don't deserve this. Going back to Lionel, I'm sorry, you have to come on today when I'm really wound up, but getting into your point about semantics.
Well, a couple of things, too, is first of all, you know, Alex, again, I talk about this, and I do this 7 nights a week in New York, and people come up to me literally, and I'm not kidding, on subways, I'm a man of the people, and they will say constantly, thank you for telling the truth. There is a hunger and a thirst, Alex, that people are yearning for, and they keep looking, like Neil Young said, whatever that song was, 300 channels and nothing's on. What I want to do one time, Alex, and I mentioned this on my podcasting site at LionelMedia.com, and my Twitter, I got my always Twitter at Lionel Media, and I also retweet what you say and everybody to get this message out. Information will set us free. Data will set us free. If this, the worst thing in the world for this world, for the leaders, for people who are not necessarily psychopath by nature, but who do psychopathic things, the worst thing that could ever happen to them is if the world wakes up. Because right now, we can drown the world in just our bodily fluids. We're that many. The only thing that keeps the people down is ignorance, nescience, and the worst thing, Alex, this idea of American exceptionalism, that we're different, and that all of the stuff that we see in the EU, and we see a calamity in the streets of Greece, and rioting, and starvation, and that happens over there, that can't come here. Let me also tell you this. I'd love to do with you one time, a kind of like a post-Orwellian movie. A movie, if you will, about dystopia. And I want to talk about the future. And we will have new governmental offices. And in addition to the central bank, which will be the Fed, and which will supplant virtually everything, I want to be in the general services, like we have the attorney general, and we have the surgeon general. I want to be the psychologist general. And what I want to do is I create the meme, the memetics, the psychological construct that gives people the idea of what to believe and what not to believe. And words are my palette. Words are my weapons. I rephrase things. For example, when somebody tells you the truth, when somebody that tells you that something, and you can, Alex, as you do, and I love the way you go from one thought to another, I do it too. You are the human pachinko machine. You go from one to the next, and I do it too. They call it desultory, because literally sometimes you have to stop and take a deep breath because you're being hit with so many, you're being bombarded, like with nuclear coming at you. You feel like you can't process all this. But what I want to do is this. Rule number one, whenever somebody poses something to you, no matter the fact, you can show videotape, you can talk about the government putting surveillance cameras in homes and micro, whatever. You can pick the most awful civil libertarian scary story there is, and what I, as the psychologist general of the United States, will pronounce is, you are a conspiracy theorist. You're a nut job. You're a paranoid. You're an aluminum foil. By the way, tin foil's out. We were aluminum. You know, Gore Vidal one time said, I love this. He said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm a conspiracy analyst. I'm going to literally reframe bad news and make it sound crazy. That you're a naysayer. Oh, you must be one of those Alex Jones types, huh? What's the matter with you? You really hate America. What now? Next, what I do is I use keywords. For example, let's go back to our great history. The rebel, freedom fighter. For as long as I can remember, Alex, somebody said one man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. We had Gaddafi. Who replaces him? The LIFG, the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, Al-Qaeda. This was teaming up with NATO. Who is the NTC? By the way, folks cannot handle the initialisms and the acronyms. The National Transition Council. These are puppet groups for Al-Qaeda. You've got, and by the way, you and your pieces with Webster Tarpley have been so informative. Look at where, based upon West Point documents, look at Cyrenaica, look at Benghazi and Tobruk and Darna. This is the South Central of Al-Qaeda. It's its corporate headquarters. You also have the Fezzan, the black Libyans, who aren't necessarily on board. You have Tripolitania. We have taken this gerrymandered, cobbled together, fractious Libya, and we have made it sound like it's this unified group. And we have called rebels, which is Al-Qaeda, we've called them freedom fighters. And the people who are Libyans, who live there, are hardcore Gaddafi loyalists. And with that right now, and nobody, this is the part that gets me, Alex, this is the part that I will never understand. Major mainstream media corporate Ted Baxter sock puppet stenographic cookie cutter echo chambers. They're not reporters, they're repeaters. They repeat what the administration, whoever, remember, like you say, the left-right paradigm is an illusion. Whoever's in charge, here is your talking points tonight. So they send some war correspondent to the middle of Tripoli or wherever, CERT, and all they do is they say, look, like a child crying, like an adult, jiggling keys. Look at all this. See this? Look at the war. Isn't that cool? Great. Now, see ya. Haven't told me anything. Who are these people? Who invited us in?
By the way, it's confirmed. Most of them, as you said, are actual Al-Qaeda. The leader is. They're putting in Sharia law, and they're slaughtering the blacks who are part of Africa. After all, it is Africa. All of this is happening. And now they're already starting to spin. Our military better come in there because Al-Qaeda somehow is taking the country over. So again, not missing a beat. Now our military might have to go in to maintain order and stop Al-Qaeda after they put Al-Qaeda in.
You know, Alex, you've talked about this, and again, I do it on LionelMedia.com, and I talk about it all the time, and so much of it, you know, we're kind of like echo chambers, mutual echo chambers, and again, you are at the top of the pyramid, though I don't want to say pyramid because that has a weird connotation here, but there are ideas here of this 1-2. Ask me to come in. Ask me to help you. I can foment rebels anywhere. What would have happened, assuming we were a country that was weak enough, but what if an exterior country took our Klan or our SDS or our weathermen in the 60s and fortified them with an actual corporate structure, with an organizational hierarchy of how to change? What if they funded them? What if the Klan came in, like some of these groups, because we don't know who these groups are, and then all of a sudden when chaos breaks out, you know, if you have a hornet's nest in your backyard, Alex, and I'm the exterminator, and you say, I've got this hornet's nest, there's a million hornets in there, but the nest, amazingly, encases these. The nest acts as kind of a holder. The potential for disaster is awful. And I come in there with a baseball bat, and I smash up the nest. I say, great, I took care of the nest. So what happens is, step one, chaos. Step two, we, the world, re-invited in to fix up this mess. Help us. Let me ask you something. How many people have ever heard of AFRICOM? How many have ever heard about this mega base in Djibouti? How many how many people know more about the Michael Jackson trial, which I find it interesting. Listen, I like trash.
No, but that's how they distract. And we predicted in Obama deception almost 3 years ago that they would invade Africa through Libya, use it as a base for AFRICOM. Now they're saying they've got to have drones out of Libya to fight Al-Qaeda in surrounding areas, when in truth they've just given Al-Qaeda control of Libya. And as you said, even the Army War College in West Point admit that. And I brought it up to a military man this weekend. He said, no, I know about that. But he said, that's just the way it is. So it's this mind control. We give our rights up to fight Al-Qaeda, and then we give Al-Qaeda control. But I want to bring Watson in here for a moment. To shift gears into another subject. What do you make, Lionel, of the fact that the feds have ordered YouTube to remove video for containing government criticism? I want to get your take on this after you hear Watson talk about his article that's up on Infowars.com.
Certainly.
U.S. authorities hit Google with 70% rise in takedown orders. And it goes on that Google has now... Well, I release that information, and we're going to get Paul's take on that real quick and then get your take on it. Paul, tell folks the meat of this article for those that haven't read it yet.
Well, it's basically the release of Google's new transparency report, which breaks down country by country what the nature and amount of takedown orders that they've received from governments. And this is not only YouTube videos, it's search terms and also... things like images on Google Images. So the government comes in with an order, then Google decides whether or not to remove it. And according to this new report, the U.S., well, U.S. authorities, which means both the government, the federal government, and law enforcement authorities, have bombarded Google with a 70% increase in takedown orders over the course of the last year compared to the previous reporting period. And I went in and looked at the actual report itself, because this was reported on other technology websites, but they didn't pick up the key thing, which was when you actually go to the breakdown of the report on what exactly the U.S. government or U.S. authorities wanted removed, one of the examples given is for the reason that a video was removed from YouTube is, quote, government criticism. Now, it doesn't say whether... YouTube complied with the request or not. They did comply with 63% of requests, but it's just the bombshell fact that the U.S. government, and this was the federal government, because the ones related to police brutality, which law enforcement authorities asked YouTube to remove, were in a separate category called defamation.
And by the way, I hope people realize the magnitude. We've had senators and people saying, I need to be able to call YouTube and have something taken down. Now they're announcing they're going to take stuff down without a court order. So this is the internet kill switch but implement it in an a la carte way. Stay there, Paul. Let's get Lionel's take on this. Lionel, what do you think as a media critic?
You know, one of the things which I worry about, not as a media critic, but also as a lawyer, somebody also conversant with the First Amendment, is I love the way people will use different vehicles, Alex and Paul, to take something down. What you're going to see in the future is the election of copyright laws. Copyright laws will be the vehicle which is the easiest to understand, which will allow people to remove information that is, quote, not copyrighted. They will make a claim, whether it's the government or individuals or I don't know, but they will make a claim using a vehicle that has the patina of legitimacy. The problem, though, is that is aside from that, to try to invigorate the population, to explain to them, do you know what this means? Do you understand that YouTube is the same as a book or an iPad or an iPod, whatever? That this
Let me stop you. We got to go to break. This is genius. We're going to have to do some overdrive with both of you, but stay there. Folks, he's absolutely right. It's already happened. In this new federal international announcement, the government will decide if it's copyright with no hearing, and companies will be able to take the stuff down. It's like they're trying to sue Skype. Fox News is for using the word sky in their name. And so it's literal copywriting of words, but then you don't get a hearing because it would be thrown out like these Right Haven suits have been. No, the government just takes it down because somebody said it was their copyright. So this has already begun. And yes, Lionel is a former prosecutor. So we'll get his view on that, get Watson's take on this as well. Stay with us.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us.
By the way, I covered a lot of the news today. I just always feel like I'm not expressing enough to you how incredible things are. Everybody can feel it now. Every soldier, cop, school teacher, doctor, talk show host, lawyer I talk to, everybody can feel it. Well, if you actually intellectually go research it, this is all planned. It's moving at hyper speed. They're openly announcing a Bank of the World. The Vatican's calling for global governance. I mean, I've got the quotes here. I mean, these are quotes. Vatican Council calls for world government central bank as to fix the evil bankers. And I mean, any way you slice it, this is what's being called for. All the major powers are calling for this. And you can analyze whatever reason you think that's happening, but this is a big deal, folks. This is an unelected mega bank being set up. You're going to pay carbon taxes too. They got Herman Cain on the right calling for new VAT sales taxes. We've got, this makes my head spin. Paul Watson's on the line with us. We'll do a little bit of overdrive. We might do 20 minutes. Now that I think about it, I've got to go do the TV show and all this other stuff's happening, but I want to throw article after article out at Lionel and Paul here. Lionel, you were making a point as we went to break, but
Yes, Alex, one of the best ways to show you this is a couple of things. First of all, going back, remember, I'm the psychologist in chief. That's what I do. I'm the psychologist general. When you want to take somebody and you want to, if you buy a new watch and you put this watch on it first, you say, God, this is clunky. After a period of time, the stimulus of the watch, because it's over and over and over again, because it's systematic, it's successive, it's repeated, the novelty wears off. It's called habituation. You don't even know what's there. When you're an American citizen, even someone as astute as you and Paul, after a while, if you literally watch every bit of news story, you are so inundated that sometimes you can, through a process called learned helplessness, just give up.
No. Let me stop you. That's the thing, is that I used to get even more mad at the TSA and more mad, and they know they're pushing it. I've seen corporate documents where they said 87% hate what we're doing with a cashless society, but our studies also show they will conform. We have to force it through on them. That the thing is, it's all premeditated, and but if we're conscious of this, we can defeat it.
But what happens also is what the citizen will say, how many times have you heard this? Look, there's nothing I can do. Just like privacy. Let me give you another example. Going back to my idea of using, and not only, I mean,
by the way, let me stop you again, Lionel. We're going to go into overdrive. You can do it.
Certainly.
Listen, what you just said, though, about this psychology czar in a dystopic future, that's what they do. Now I'm seeing a trend. If you have a view on something, it's a conspiracy theory. Something that's admitted fact, blue car, red car, you want blue car, and they want to sell you red car, that's a conspiracy theory. It's like a pejorative now.
Indeed. One of the things they're going to do also, and you've talked about this, going back to copyright, I never thought I'd live to see intellectual property used as subterfuge. For example, everybody's got, this is going to be Steve Jobs' legacy. This is going to be the phone. Everybody's got a phone. What's happening right now is you're going to be going to a concert. And this new device, which is you'll have in all phones eventually, allows a venue to put out a particular beam, some type of a sensor that will turn the video capabilities of your phone off.
They've announced that. The police cars are going to have it.
Already done. Copyright protection, right? It makes sense. So therefore, we're then going to put this in all the phones, and we, of course, like sheeple, will just nod our head in obeisance, learn how business, okay, sure, whatever. Now, eventually, now that everybody's got the device, the next time you go to, let's say, an Occupy Wall Street or something in Austin or something in Chicago, and police or anybody are about to converge and do some pretty serious harm, a police officer or army, anybody, can push a button on their lapel and activate that.
That's already happening, and under global standardization, this stuff's being hardwired as Trojan horses into everything. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, we are into overdrive. By the way, we got breaking news on Gardasil I haven't even gotten to tonight. The correlation with pregnancy being down, it's been up for decades, down when you get 20-something million girls taking it. And we're going to show you UN examples and Rockefeller documents dealing with sterilization. Lionel is our guest. Watson is riding shotgun with us. Watson, what he's saying is the admitted plan. Where through global standardization, these international treaties on copyright, cell phones, regular phones, all computers, that's what Shazam and all this stuff is, where now YouTube, every video you upload is run through an encoder of a database, and routinely, even though I have authorization from the company itself to have Shooter Jennings in Police State 4, we still had to fire counterclaims or have it taken down because it didn't matter. It heard that music and knew it was there. Or Paul, a few weeks ago, you played it like a 30-second clip of a television station in Canada promoting, you know, cashless society and all this. They didn't file the complaint. It ran through a computer. It was clearly fair use commentary. It was clearly you playing it and saying, look how they're wrong. Totally protected under every court case. We have a lawyer out here who can break it down for us. But I had already studied it myself. I'm a lawyer when it comes to this stuff. And so we had to file the counterclaim. But 99% of people don't know how to do that. And now the feds are saying they don't care. One time your website's gone, period. And then you'll be blacklisted on the internet because now it's going to be a digital thumbprint to get online. You get one violation, you're never on the web again. And then you're going to be drug off by cybersecurity they've set up if you somehow hack in under another identity. Now you can't even work and live in society because you're on this digital probation when you never went through a regular court system. Lionel, that's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That is indeed part of the process. May I also talk about something which is another aspect of it? Because remember, going back to what I said originally, if I could be the psychologist general and I could systematically habituate the people to something. In 1975, there was a TV show called SWAT. First came out when SWAT teams were brand new. Special Weapons and Tactics. Remember that? ABC, I think it was. In the old days, to show you how subtle this is, and it may not seem like much to people, but to me, that's a lot. The idea of a SWAT team that was a van that went to where the suspect was or the hostage situation was, and the police officers changed from their regular, you know, uniform into the militaristic helmet, Kevlar, M4s, automatic weapons. It was a process. Now, that's been eliminated. We have, overnight, through this very subtle, very gradual, systematic habituation, our local police have turned into the military. And if you told somebody, if I could bring Thomas Jefferson back from the grave and say, look at what happened. Look how there has been, how this firewall the spirit, if you will, of posse comitatus, but the spirit of this differentiation between domestic police and military, that's all but gone. What happened?
Let me stop you. Now, I got to stop you again because you're making my brain explode. You're right. And the key to this for anybody who's been habituated to lie to themselves and like the system, people think that gives them power over it. The point is, it's scientifically been habituated, been incremental. It was designed. We even have the RAND Corporation documents on that, how, gee, even the smallest, you know, town has to have its SWAT team now, and now they're kicking down doors over unpaid parking tickets. This is the new Gestapo force, and look how they did it.
Let me throw another one at you, if I could. Ask yourself this. I want all of your listeners, all of your viewers, just to ask themselves a very simple question. Do you remember any time in your life when you heard the word vaccine brought up in news stories, TV shows, magazines, newspapers, articles, blogs, more than now? We are inundated. We are immersed, bathing in this new habituation about vaccines. Now, I'm just saying, whether they're good, bad, or different, it's a different story. The word terrorism, the word support your troops, these are...
Hey, all these movies about forced inoculations coming, by the way.
And more importantly, how the government is to the rescue. Remember, we're going to need you. You know, Alex...
Stay there. We got to go to break. One more segment. Paul Watson...
Dark as shame, darling, dark as shame. Thank you for all the joy.
You know, more work gets done around here when I'm off air than on. That's why we didn't even get it going here. I've got Nemo in here going, get Scotty down in the engine room to get PrisonPlanet.tv working. Or not PrisonPlanet.tv, the WordPress on Infowars.com. And I'm like, I've got two IT people just on that. I can't afford more. And he's like, I've got to get the power into the main converter, Captain. It's probably because Drudge has got a giant link to us right now. And then I've got Lionel waiting, and then I've got Paul there. And... you know, the frustrating thing is, you know all this knowledge, you know it's real, you know you're being consciously manipulated by very corrupt, ruthless people, and even when you're conscious of it, it's hard to beat. And then you've got people who are willfully ignorant, because part of the conditioning is, when you're deep in it, is you like it, and you defend it, and you love your servitude. But now the globalists are bringing us into the next phase, where they destroy the economy to make us then do whatever we're told to get it back. Of course, you don't really get it back. Europe gives up all of its sovereignty, raises its taxes, money goes to foreign banks. Same thing here. It never gets better. It only gets worse. This is the post-industrial world. Paul Watson's waiting in the wings. Paul, what do you think of what Lionel was talking about, this whole use of copyright, everything having systems engineered into it where your phone, your computer spies on you, and then shuts things off if it thinks it's copyright? That's on the TiVos. That's on our own video converters to run video to screens for television. It's always screwing up with high def because it has to watch the signal and make sure it isn't copyright. And then it causes endless problems messing with everything and then buying expensive converters and things to even be able to do my own TV show. I mean, this surveillance grid, this panopticon, they have built into the technological system through DARPA and these global conventions, total control, Watson.
Well, I mean, Homeland Security has seized website domains, not for hosting copyright material, but merely for linking to it. So they've got to that level. But people say, well, YouTube's a private website. I mean, they can delete what they want. Okay, fine, then we lose, you know, a third of our audience. So what are we going to do when Verisign, which is the company that controls all the .com domain names, gets the power to shut down .coms by government decree, which is now what they've requested? What are we going to do when Joe Lieberman's Senate, you know, Homeland Security office calls up Amazon and says, get WikiLeaks off your servers now, and 10 minutes later it's gone? Because that's already happening. So it's not just about YouTube, it's about government having the power to
shut down. Yeah, but I'm going to stop you there and have you comment and go back to Lionel on this, Paul. it's worse than that. When you advertise a business and you advertise a semi-commons, there's an agreement. When you sign that YouTube agreement, it's saying your free speech is honored. You are the you in YouTube. You bring your value to them. And it's just like a company cheating you or not being fair in its advertising, being dishonest. When YouTube tries to always use its rules against us, we go do the filings, we threaten to sue them just to stay on YouTube and reach 300 million people conservatively there in the last 2 years. And so, but again, the general public doesn't know how to do this. They don't open law books up and talk to lawyers as consultants and, you know, talk to the Electronic Frontier Foundation and do all this research, 17 years of media research. They're not a former prosecutor like Lionel and a media critic like Lionel. No. They just don't know. Go ahead, Lionel.
You know, Alex, that's one of the things also which is important. You also want to remember, going back to my nefarious position as psychologist general, I want to impress upon my subjects that they're stupid, they're uneducated, they're ignorant, they're nescient, they don't know as much as Big Daddy. I know more than you. This is a legal thing. This is about global warming. This is about medicine and vaccines. This is about commerce and finance. Let me give you one more, if I could, before I forget. This is the best example. I've mentioned this before. I've got it on my YouTube channel, as long as that's up. I've mentioned it on local commentary. This is how the systematic, and this also goes into your cashless society. There was a story in New York recently, this heartrending story of this little dog that traveled 5 years ago from Denver and shows up in Manhattan. I don't know how. And they found this little dog, and a veterinarian scanned it and said, hey, look, it has an embedded RFID chip, a little chip. Let's see. Could it be that maybe the information is there? Sure enough. And they called the owners up, and the little girl, who was, I think, five when Fluffy, you know, roamed off, was so delighted. Now, here's how the transition works. If it's good enough for your dog, then let's say you have a parent who has dementia, Alzheimer's, tends to walk off. Let's put a little RFID chip in your parents. Why? And this is the thing that just lulls people into this sense of hypnotic, trance-like approbation. Medical records. Don't you want your parents' medical records in this chip? Yes. Follow the watch. Then the next step. Well, if it's good enough for your dog and good enough for your parents, you know, all these poor kids at Amber Alerts, these kids that are swiped off the street. What if I could make child abduction impossible, a thing of the past, through embedding a chip? Not in any one usual place. God forbid a child's arm is
But it's injected, so it's tracker nanotech, yes, all over you. And that's then, what. And the companies, yes, admit they want to make it the law, and that all of this,
yes,
IBM secretly funded, and it came out, Verichip, just to be their frontline company to get everybody conditioned for it, and that's exactly that's now it. What they're announcing.
Condition, systematic habituation. Finally, I'm going to show kids, because young people, I can get to do anything if I make it cool. I want to make UPC code tattoos, which are already coming about. Watch. I want markings. And you mentioned the sign of the devil, and it's funny. It's, well, not funny, but it's interesting. The biblical references that kind of make a lot of sense. But I want to make marking and tagging and coding a thing that's interesting. And eventually, I'm going to say you. Hey, Mr. Consumer. Do you like your Blink card from X Bank? Isn't that great? No need to swipe it if you're in the cab or at the drugstore. You swipe. What if I then take this RFID chip and I put it in your hand? And it's got your medical record.
By the way, this has already all started. And again, absolutely. I remember in Washington Post, WashTech, back when they had that, in 98, they admitted that at big corporate meetings where they get all the big heads together, they said, through media, let's habitualize body modification, yeah, because our studies show it'll get people ready for microchips, and it is so incredible. Let's bring Watson in here briefly. Watson, what's your take and view on this, and also comment on the streetlights with Homeland Security systems listening us, following us. They've now pulled the video since Drudge linked to your article.
Yeah, well, I mean, on the chip subject, we already carry around a chip that locates us everywhere we go. We can use it to swipe to buy things like a credit card. It's called our cell phone, so they've already got it to some extent. But on the IntelliSuite, yeah, this is a company that has received government funding to put in these streetlights, which basically include a sophisticated computer within the streetlight. It's got a Wi-Fi connection. It can be controlled remotely. It's got sensors. It's got cameras. It's got loud speakers, which mirrors what we have in Britain in cities where the CCTV surveillance cameras actually have speakers where the controllers can bark orders at people for dropping litter and stuff like that. So, I mean, I found this purely by accident. I was searching for Homeland Security on YouTube to try and find, you know, the latest video about how everybody's a terrorist. And I found this video, which had literally been uploaded minutes before, and it had got zero viewers. So I was the first one to see it, and it's about this company that's tied at the hip with the feds. And they're trying to roll out this system where the streetlight is the surveillance system and it's ubiquitous throughout the city. As soon as it got linked on Drudge Report, they pulled the video. It's like, you know, a kid gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar. It's total criminality. This is a promotional video, and yet they're ashamed of it. They've pulled it from YouTube because they don't like us drawing attention to the fact that this is part of the Homeland Security occupation and takeover of America and turning it into this high-tech police state grid.
But then it's worse than that. They've jailed for 2 years a Border Patrol agent who had an illegal Wally search team raise his hands. But then I had a TSA guy doing that to me yesterday and sticking his hand in my pants. Yes, folks, it happened. I never got to it today. I'll talk about it tomorrow and play the audio. Oh, I recorded it. You better believe I did. And so all of that, again, this is so insane. They want to search your car 100 miles into the U.S. now, the Border Patrol does, at random checkpoints and hardened checkpoints. But then the illegals can't be searched. Again, whatever you're told something's for is not what it's really for. As Ron Paul said, the wall is to keep us in, not to keep the illegals out. The globalists...
You know, Alex, sorry.
Go ahead.
No. If you... I'm going to look at the news, obviously. I'm on a news station here, very proud of Pix 11 in New York. And right now, we have a rash in the city of New York of gropers. And it's weird. It's kind of an infantilized sexual abuse. Not rape, thank God, but almost childish. It's strange. It's against the law, no matter how you look at it. Interesting thing. Every single night, on every channel, in every newspaper, we see grainy surveillance photos of people in the act. There is a sound of a woman actually being attacked. You see her. You hear the noise. And through this systematic reporting, and that's really what it is, we're applauding the fact that isn't this
yes.
great?
Now, that's like Cops. That's like the show Cops, where it's always white trash, toothless people. The cops are always in the right, creating the image that humanity's a bunch of scum. The cops are great.
Now, what's interesting to note is nobody's been caught. Now, with all of this surveillance, we find out that just because I have a picture of, let's say, Alex Jones lifting something, I don't necessarily find Alex Jones. Nobody turns you in. But where they're being caught is old-fashioned shoe leather and police work. What happens is this.
Maybe they're old-fashioned TSA workers, and they just want a little extra after the job.
TSA, let me tell you something. I want to thank you for this. My wife, and I have I put a video up on this. My wife was at the Tampa airport. We were coming to New York. Tampa's my hometown. And I was it was a slow day, and they were saying, come in to the magnetometer, no problem, come on in. My beloved wife, a very attractive woman, all of a sudden, this boss hog type, he's standing up there, all right, literally, I'm kind of doing the
all application. Right, them some juicy-looking hog wallops
that's
you
right.
got. I'm going to need to handle the mangoes.
Ma'am, you come in here and you go over there. She says, wait a minute. And we had, again, let me say this for the umpteenth time, because of you and because of making me sentient and aware and armed with information about this backscatter radiation, which is a cancer tube. This isn't some vague kind of imagery. This is radiation. She knew all about it. She said, no, I'm opting out. At that point, and by the way, everybody will go through this if you travel. This guy, how dare you, little lady. And that's another thing, too. Add to this, the police, these glorified skycaps. I mean, they're not all bad. Let's get that out of the way. But all of a sudden, These people, and you have reported time after time, Alex, about these lurid pasts of these people. All of a sudden, they're federalized. They're G-men, federal agents with a gold badge. All of a sudden, there's this almost a systematic internal psychology that says if anybody questions your authority, gives you lip, dares, remember, you're the boss. You don't serve and protect. You're not looking out for anybody. They have to be subservient and obedient and obeisant to you because you're the law. You're the man. And I'm telling you, we're seeing more and more of this. So she goes through this. Time after time after time, this is happening, and that's going to be the first victory. Now, let me just say something right now. This is the most important message I can give you, because when you listen to Alex and to Paul, and you listen to your, read your stories, it is not incumbent upon you as a citizen to understand why. You don't have to understand the motivation. Why would President Obama allow this? Why would Janet Obama? Don't ask why. It's not up to you. You're not, it's their story. Next, when something doesn't make sense, when you tell somebody, you know, I think something might have been a false flag, or I think somebody might have been an agent provocateur, or I don't think this might be Al-Qaeda, people will come up with this crazy idea. They'll say, number one, do you know how many people it would take to be involved in something to keep their mouths shut? Number two, why? Why would somebody want to do this? And I tell people all the time, it's their story. My job is not to figure out the motivation. As a prosecutor, I used to always tell juries, this motive business you hear on TV, this motive and opportunity, I'm here to prove intent. I'm not here to prove motive. Why somebody? That's why hate crimes are unconstitutional in my book, because thoughts and motivation are protected speech. I can hate anybody I want.
No, it's did they do it or not? Do you have the proof?
Exactly.
Does this person's story make sense of why there's five dead bodies in their basement?
So when you ask somebody, when you bring up, you'll see this, because what happens, Alex, you're intellectually challenging their sense of right and wrong. And also, people don't like to be told they're kind of stupid. They don't like you telling them yet again. So what they do is, rather than sitting back and saying, well, thank you, Mr. Jones, let me go on and read this article, because you cite everything you say. This isn't just Alex Jones the prophet. This isn't the oracular, Delphic Alex Jones who just pulls ideas out. It's always based, you and Paul Watson, it's always based on something tangible.
Well, I was about to say, I'm not that smart. I've learned.
Stop a minute.
No, Paul, I mean, look, take Watson. He's the same way. All we've done is learned this criminal group's criminology, so we know what to look for, and it's history too that these people are doing this.
All right, first of all, I'm going to call you out on something. I never thought I'd do this. I love you, man, but I'm tired of this one lie. This lie you perpetuate all the time. You know, I'm not that smart. You know, Sam Irvin. You're probably too young for this, but during the Watergate hearings, he used to always say, you know, I'm just a country lawyer. I'm just a... He was one of those... So enough with that. You have this almost... And it's not even encyclopedic, but it's weird when you go into that Jones referring date to time. So don't give me that nonsense about you're not that smart, okay? And Watson is the evil genius. That aside... What people do, Alex, it goes back way to the beginning of what we said. There is this sense of people don't understand human behavior. Whenever you listen, you hear yet again a horrible story of a child, whether it's Casey Anthony or OJ or I don't know who it is. People cannot understand the savagery, this savagery that people evince, that how people that share DNA with us, they don't understand why people could want to fondle, why cops can do things. Why, when you look at tapes of Occupy Wall Street and you see somebody standing there, you see a guy about to retire wearing a white shirt, take out a club or spray somebody. It's not my duty, it's not my job, and it's not my responsibility to explain why anything. I don't know. But history, you know, Tolstoy said, history would be a wonderful thing if only it were true. Since time immemorial, when you let human beings in charge of a structure, you will see this aphrodisiac of power. literally evolve in any system. Go back to Caesar. Go back to Genghis.
Yeah, we've got to close it here with Paul having a final comment and you having one more final comment. But just for those that just joined us, you're absolutely hitting the core, the central core of the issue. The heart of the matter is that people always say, why? Why would they do 9/11? And I go, okay, why did Hitler firebomb the Reichstag to take over? Why did we stage the Gulf of Tonkin to get into Vietnam? Problem, reaction, solution. But I go, that doesn't matter. Look at the facts of the story. Do they make sense? And I do see that in serial killer cases and things. You're a prosecutor. You know much more about it. And I'm glad you got to this point. The defense always says, because the serial killer won't talk, well, what's the motive? Why would he do something like this? And the defense lawyer is talking to those people like they're children, trying to get them to think, why would you kill a three-year-old and torture him for 3 weeks in a basement, knowing that the grandma sitting there can't get their mind around it and sometimes won't convict because they can't believe it, even though they've got the dead kid. And that's the problem. People can't. Germans, most of them did not know what Hitler was doing. It was compartmentalized. And that's why Eisenhower made them go into the camps and themselves.
The Milgram experiment, the Stanford prison experiment. Look at it. It's documented. I'm sorry.
No, but I mean, you're right. Most Germans, if they weren't there actually doing it, couldn't believe it. So Eisenhower made them go in and actually clean up dead bodies, and they were throwing up and things. But it's the same thing. Now, as the tyranny's even happening, we've even warned them. People didn't really do that with Hitler. We've warned them. They still can't believe it because they've already bought into the lie. And that's what's so dangerous. They can't believe it's happening because deep down they're scared. They feel powerless when they really have power. So they play a mind trick of, well, this isn't really happening. Folks, there's no room for denial. Even your own instincts out there, everybody's freaked out. Your own good old boy guts, your own sixth sense is telling you, mayday, mayday, mayday. Lionel, I want to really thank you for joining us. I look forward to talking to you soon. Paul Watson.
Thank you, sir.
You've got a minute and a half, then we'll let Lionel say bye. Go ahead.
No, I would just add that regarding the article I wrote, they have taken down the video. So we need people to copy that, duplicate that on YouTube, because they'll probably just go around deleting them one by one. And they're obviously very nervous about the fact that we've exposed their little link with Homeland Security and the fact that these streetlights are going to be used as a surveillance tool, just like they're planning to be used in the UK as, X-ray scanners that undress people as they pass by.
And by the way, Paul, just to add this caveat because it's so key, Napolitano admits she reads our articles on Drudge and doesn't like it. Even though we hadn't called her a troll, she said, they're calling me a troll, I don't like it. Well, we're calling you one now since you don't like it. They probably called the company and said, don't tell people that. We're going to claim it's a wireless connection. Because, again, I'll be on tonight, 7 o'clock. Watson, great job. Final comments, Lionel.
Well, first of all, Alex, I want to thank you for letting me on. I want to just mention, I talk about this at LionelMedia.com. I'm on Twitter, and I say this because I want to spread this information out. Let me just say in conclusion, what motivates me and what motivates you and what should motivate everybody is not this idealistic thought of what a society should be like. It's called the Constitution. Were it not for that, were I not to have that frame of reference, that reference document that tells me what's right and wrong, I wouldn't be.
You wouldn't know. By the way, the video's going up soon at InfoWars. Look for it. Alien Genetic Takeover is the name.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alien Genetic Takeover. The video's going up in minutes.